All right, so we're opening the meeting at 6 o'clock, select board meeting. Everybody that's here needs to be aware, audio recording in progress, because it's required by the state, that's how it works. So we do have one addition to the agenda, driveway permit, and we're gonna address that under number 10, the highway department update. Planning commission arriving. So that brings us to 3, citizens input. We got citizen Mark Morris here.
Yep.
You're up.
Okay. Well, I got quite a few things, but first of all, I talked to you, Tim, over a year ago about a pin that got removed from the lower property on Noah's plot.
Well, you mentioned
they added onto the culvert and did that end to it.
You mentioned a pin, yeah.
Yeah.
So we looked that up, and I gotta make sure which pin you're talking about, or which bridge culvert you're talking about. You're talking about the culvert over by John's?
By Brandon. Brandon Shelter.
Brandon Shelter.
Yeah. The other end of Noah's Farm. The other end. There's a small little culvert with a header in it.
Right. Oh, near, like, just before the housing
where
development?
Where the houses start on.
Okay. That's how I've been confused. Right? Right there. Land survey.
This is the right there's the pipe. Right there was the pin. And when they did that work, it went out 16 feet beyond that. I built a pond.
I can't see that from here, but is that pin noted on this print anywhere?
Yeah. It's right there. Corner of the pin at the end of the culvert, right
corner
there.
Corner at end of culvert. And that's a pin notation? I don't
know. Yeah.
You assume it is.
I know it is. Jeff Carter and my father had that put in.
So that pin got buried or something?
Got dug out. So they dug that out and then put a big pond at the end of it.
And this is our wetland print.
That was from Dave Peyton, the surveyor.
That's totally different culvert.
Oh,
it's wrong culvert?
Okay.
See, that's what I was...
That's the one.
I thought you were talking about this culvert.
That's the one I thought about.
This is a different color.
No, I'm not talking about that one. There's no property pin down there.
Okay, I wondered why they didn't move
that one. Got moved down, that all was dead, but nothing ever got done about it.
All right, so I got to take notes so I can keep up. So Brandon. So you got to, can I see that map again? Sorry, Mark.
Fine.
Yeah, can we make a copy of that, Mark?
Yeah.
You guys probably got a copy anyway,
If you're right here with it, if you don't mind, yes, you can make us a copy of it, please. I think all we need is a down with a pin. That's all you right now that you want us to look at, Mark.
Right there is what that looks like.
Mark, all we need is
this
a copy
is the new
of the pin.
We
don't have to have the whole thing, right?
This is our new culvert.
Jeff Carter to Mourn.
Where's the pin?
The only thing we did is add that concrete wall.
Add the west wall.
Well, this stone was never out there.
That stone is what's washed out there.
No, it not.
We added a little bit of ledge on the end.
There's a big pond dug out there with stuff to put there.
That isn't washed out there.
The conversation is about somewhere in this neighborhood.
Center of that pipe.
Center of that pipe, there's supposed to be a pin?
Yeah, and right at the end of that pipe right there is actually 24.9 feet from center road.
So I'll have to have...
So right now you guys really can't get out being clean the end of that pipe without being out of the right way.
Copy of it, so you can have one. Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Thank you. Did I get it?
I got my wrong glasses on.
Listen, you run that through again. You run that through so I can get a copy.
Well, that says corner at the end of the culvert, right? That's what we're talking about, huh?
I guess so, yep.
It says corner at end of culvert. 24-inch poly culvert, and that's what we did.
That's not a 24-inch poly culvert. That's a 48-inch poly culvert.
This one is.
And that was installed by Red Wheelock, and the only thing we did is put those concrete blocks on it and cap the end of it.
Okay. So that could have been dug up before, that would have been 20 years ago.
No, it couldn't have been dug up 20 years ago because my father got that piece of land off Jeff Carter.
Okay, so this has been surveyed by, that's what we'll have to do, was contact whoever did this survey.
Well, he's dead, so you're going to be hiding. Contact him.
That makes it tough, don't it?
Was that Dave?
Well, but his,
but the pin was there, so.
His company. Well, anyways, so we got to figure out, so you're saying the pin was there, and we got to figure out, you know, by rights, if the pin was there, we should figure out where it goes and put it back.
Well, yeah, because right there is kind of the state law. If you remove a pin.
Yeah, so that's...
As far as I know, we didn't remove any pin from there. But
no, I understand. Yeah. But we'll look into it and see what we can do. So sorry about the confusion on that, because I thought you were talking about the culvert down by Little John.
No.
And I'm like...
Of course, this is right anyway. If you're going by the specs, this is 24, and that's a 48. Well,
that's a 48-inch culvert. So we'll have to go look at it.
Years ago, there was a smaller culvert in there.
Yeah.
Red Wheelock replaced the culvert.
Yeah,
they kept washing off the end of it. We went in there, and we cut part of the culvert off and stuck those concrete blocks.
And the headers on it. Yeah.
Okay. So, there's got to be records of this.
You got to be recording.
We'll have to do some digging.
Well, I would imagine that got switched over from Jeff Carter to my father.
There'd be some documentation somewhere.
Well, actually, that map says it right there, Jeff Carter to Morin.
In the books, yeah. Right somewhere it'll map. Tell us what year that happened and so on and so forth, but we'll figure it out. So that's the pin issue. So we're going to have to do some digging.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm sorry I didn't get to it quicker when you mentioned it to me at the store or whatever, but I was... truly thought you were talking about the other culvert.
No, because that's why I asked you to meet with me down there and we were going to go over things.
Yeah, because I got... It's like,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. We'll get her done. All right, so that's that, the pin.
Another issue I have is the road keeps going farther and farther on my grandmother's lawn down there. I've got pictures from where it was years ago.
Okay. Holy crap, that's an old picture.
Yeah, it is. But the road shouldn't move. Then I got where I couldn't keep the mailbox down there last year, and you can actually see where it curves right in, right towards you.
Well, and I went, I can address that mailbox one, because I took pictures of that way back when I was out there. So what I did, after this, I found your mailbox like this. I went over there. I drove in here and I found your mailbox laying like this, right? You'd already taken a picture of it, I guess. And I stood it up. It ain't the best picture because they blew it up pretty big, but I stood it up 2 feet from this. And I measured from here to here, and it's 25 feet. Almost right on the pin.
Yeah, but if this road had moved over, which you can clearly see,
it's just coming around a corner.
No, there's no corner there.
But you...
And I got some other pictures.
For one, mail's not delivered on that side of the road. Well, mail is delivered on the opposite side of the road.
Originally, the mailbox was over here.
And when the mailbox, it was never there, they put it up after we plowed on the outside of the snowbank.
That was put up before the snowbank.
No, it was not.
So anyways.
Yes, it was.
We'll agree to disagree. How's that?
No, I've got pictures. So I'm not going to disagree.
Let me finish my part. So I went over and stood this mailbox up 2 feet outside this, wherever it was. Well, 2 feet. I measured it. I stood it up and I propped this up next to it so it wouldn't, but it was already broke.
Mm-hmm.
I hit it. Somebody hit it. As luck would have it, it snowed that night, and the next morning I went over, and sure enough, the plow marks were 2 feet from where I set the mailbox. So he didn't curve in there to catch that the next day.
It was the day after it went down again.
No.
Yeah, my mother could verify for that, yes.
And I was up there.
And Tyler Gillespie could too, because he even was following the plow truck when it served in there.
Once I set it up... 2 feet behind that bank, it didn't get knocked down again. You just took it away because it was broke.
I did take it away after it got knocked down again, yes.
Well, whatever. I.
And right there, the summertime picture when it was there. And actually, that driveway right now...
Well, so the only solution to this is the same solution that we came up with at Camp Road is we're going to have that right-of-way surveyed, and we'll put those orange markers wherever this, we'll figure it out where the road was and where it's going to be forever forward. There'll be some orange markers, and I don't know if you've seen pictures of the markers.
No, but I don't think you got any right putting markers where you don't own them.
No, we put orange markers at the right-of-way, edge of the right-of-way.
Yeah, but you don't own it, so you can't put markers out there.
That's not what the surveyor's telling us.
That's not what the
surveyor
tells us.
That's why we're going through this whole
rigmarole. So that's the only thing I can do. He's 50 feet wide right there. And if I go 50 feet from your garage door, you're up in this bank on the other side of the road. So
you look
what do you
at where this whole fence went right down through there. And if you go down there, like I told you before, and go across from the barn, there's a post right there. You can go off from. It's still there to this day. That my grandfather had there.
So I'm not a surveyor, so I can't comment one way or the other.
But I've just got the picture right there.
The only thing we can do is, in that picture, the surveyor can use that for evidence. They'll go down through there. They'll figure out where the center of this road is supposed to be. And then we'll go down through. And like I said, then there'll be them right-of-way markers. Boom, boom, boom. Yep. And you'll know right where it is. And then everybody will know where it is. And did I get turned off?
Yeah, it did.
Must be, I did.
Oh. So the recording might have a little glitch in it because we laid something on it and it got turned off, but that's fine. Nothing of extreme importance was said. The only solution I got for you, Mark, we're going to have to go down there and have the official surveyor get down through there, and he'll tell us where the road is.
Yep.
That'll be the answer.
Okay.
Because me with a tape measure ain't going to cut it. Right?
No.
It just isn't. Because I don't know where the hell to measure from or to or,
right.
You know. Hmm. Or, and no, you don't, nobody does.
No.
But that surveyor can figure it out from.
Just I know like, where the old fence was.
Right, but that's wherever the fence was. He's going to go
not
look.
Not even moved.
He's going to go look in the historical records and dig up wherever that road was laid out originally, or if it was ever laid out. And
right.
And the other, he'll find property pins to measure from. And he'll find whatever he, same thing he did up there. He did a good job up there, I thought. So we'll get that done. That's the only thing. That way that there won't be any question where anything exists and where the right-of-ways are. Make sense?
Yeah, but I'll check into it. I don't think you've got right putting any pins on somebody's lane that you don't own.
Well, it's at the edge of the right-of-way. Well, if we don't put pins.
Because the town don't own it right-of-way. They have a right-of-way to maintain water off the mountain.
Yep, we have a right-of-way.
24-foot, 9-inch north center line.
Center.
Which when we're grading, we're well in there.
You don't grade out there.
No, we don't grade out there.
You shouldn't have to plow out there.
Right, so I went out and measured. So we're going to resolve that problem. And then you had a question about, did anybody else get a letter? Is that something else I read here?
Yeah.
I got one. I get one.
Did Real Dago get one? Hayden Morin get one?
I don't know if Real got one or not.
Oh, them fences are right out in the road.
He might have got one.
We didn't send a letter about the fence.
Real takes his fences down in the summer.
Well, I got a letter saying I'm putting stuff out in the right-of-way.
It's just reminding you of the right-of-way so that when winter comes, the 24-9...
Same that everybody gets for cars.
Same one everybody gets for cars and everything else.
It wasn't specific to the fence.
Same as all towns send out usually is in there.
So that fence... been there. I'm going to be 55 in September. And yeah, that was there when my...
You're talking about those steel posts?
Yeah.
The ones
they're going to continue right down through?
The ones you pulled them out, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
I thought they were there and you took them out.
No. No, all my fence is going to be galvanized. It ain't steel, it's galvanized. And they're going to be there.
Yeah, as long as
they're... I'm going to keep my cattle in when I have it there.
Yeah, as long as they're at the edge
and
of
last
the...
year... They put me right down through with a wing, and they had the wing right over the top of my fence, but they didn't do anybody else's.
So the survey will solve that problem as well, right? Because it's in the same area, right?
Yeah, but that fence has been there 50-some-odd years, and it's going to stay right where it's at.
And it's probably near the edge of the right-of-way by the picture I got, but we'll find that out.
Now, it's anywhere from 7 to 8 feet where I've de-bermed and put the posts.
So I looked down.
And that's another thing I had a gripe about because I don't know where anybody thought I was taking gravel out of the town road.
No,
I never sat in the town road. And I sat off to the side and I deburned it. But I like to keep it mowed.
So I took
if you go up through there and you look where the edge of the grader was burned, was grading down through there, you came out better than 2 feet out in the road.
I have not.
That, I like we'll, it. There again, we'll agree.
And before the letter got sent out, did either one of you slap men go down and look at it?
I looked at it.
We got pictures of it.
I drove by it.
No, but you do now, but did you go look at it before you sent me the letter?
He did.
They were aware of it.
We're fully aware of it.
I brought it to their attention.
Yeah. So, but I'm not out 2 feet, so I don't know where you got not. I run a bunch of grass.
I can split the difference with you. It's probably 6 inches to a foot right there.
There again, I'll disagree because I can go back over there and you look up through that in the straight line.
I've got actually pictures of the grass right there.
Yeah,
but,
so I took pictures too.
And I got, so again, where you guys were going out through the fence with the grader to make water bars, which is totally illegal to just turn water wherever you guys feel like it.
We'll go right through there. We'll take the whole burn right off.
No, you won't touch my land.
Listen.
If not, you're going to drive right away.
So
the town right away.
If town don't own it. And if you go to somebody else's land, you have to notify them. You don't own it, bud.
Listen, the town, the right away means, and we can check this for sure. We can check this to make sure I'm right. But the right away means right away. And if we need to go work in the right away as the town, not me, as the town needs to go work in that right away, they don't have to tell you nothing.
If they start taking material off that land, yes, that material is supposed to go back to the landowner. That is right there.
Well, you can leave it there.
The only thing that has to go back to landowner, any wood is taken
it's
from
wood
the
landowner. No, any material.
The rules that we have here, the landowner has right
to the wood.
To the right to further from material first.
Yeah.
If they don't want it, then the town disposes of it.
That's right.
Yeah, and if I see anybody out there being smart after this meeting going down through there, you can pay for it.
Now, you... Here's what's not going to happen. Tim. We're not going to mediate.
I'm just saying. Because I know every time I come here, there's always a payback, like your yard getting filled in and stuff getting done.
And that's
not going to happen because I will be right back here.
Yeah, well, if it does happen, you should be back here. I don't disagree with you. Because
I know where things are, and I've got pictures all the way down through there.
But we're not going to mediate, you know, your personal disagreements here.
No, that's why I don't understand why the town is being used for this.
You know, well, and if you think they are...
Well, I know they are.
Then you probably got legal recourse or something, but that ain't nothing I can do anything about, or him, or Ricky. Nobody can do anything about that here, because that's what you think versus what he thinks and I think. It's a legal thing. So if you think somebody's doing something that's not legal or not right, or like the material moving and all that stuff, I, quite honestly, I don't know how you resolve that other than getting a lawyer. I just don't know because I understand you guys have some,
right now I'm going down through each other. I'm putting the fence back where my grandfather had it, and that's where it's going to be. And I'm taking it to burn them off so they don't keep going out through it with a grader and with their mold board.
Yeah, so when you're coming down in through here to take that berm off, make sure you don't get out into the travel portion of that road.
Well, I haven't been.
And you did pretty good here. You're sneaking up on it, a little heavy. So lean the other way a little bit.
Right there, it's going to start flattening off where I'm stopped right now.
It's going to flatten off.
I've been coming with the grader.
I get it.
Land.
So the same
everybody
thing.
Everybody that's been there has thought it looked good.
It's the same thing that happens your way. If the town thinks you're getting out in the road too far, well, then we're going to have to talk to you. And if you think we're getting out in there too far, well, then you've got to talk to us. And that's how it'll be. And then we're going to get this surveyed, and then this will be done.
Right.
And it won't be any question where the right-of-way is. And we will find out. Melissa's good at finding stuff out for us. We will find out. I'm 99% sure if the road commissioner or anybody in the maintenance of a road, and let's take the road up to my house for an example. That road is 50 foot wide. Well, 6 inches less than 50 foot wide. If Ricky needs to go up there and dig a big ditch because we got water problem or something, he can go out. He don't have to ask me.
No, if it's justified, yes.
If there's a pile of dirt left, he can ask me if I want it back. If I, do you want this dirt? I'll leave it here, or I'll dump it somewhere else for you, or whatever. But there's no We don't, the town, any town, Hyde Park, Eden, don't matter the town, does not have to ask permission to do any work within that 49 foot, 6 inches. They can do whatever they want, cut trees, grade it up, pump it up. If we want that road,
I disagree with you on that, but
I'm pretty sure if we want that road to be 49 feet, 6 inches wide.
And even the state of Vermont, they own the right of way, but we still can't just go cut somebody's tree.
We'll find out.
We have the right to maintain, but I'll get
there. We have the right to maintain. So anyways, we'll find out. So, but the only real resolution to this, and what we'll do, what we'll have to do, is we'll have to survey
from the corner down.
Probably from the, I'd say from intersection to intersection, just to be, that way he can use the intersections as his references. You'd have to do the whole length, intersection, intersection. So we'll have to notify John or whoever else owns property down that road.
Right there is grass right there. That's original grass.
That's the old berm, yeah.
That's original grass. Because I went down through and took pictures and I measured and everything because I knew this was going to be a hassle because
my name is Mark Moore.
That looks like the same picture.
I have a question for you. I'm just asking. You're not worried now because of the crown in the road that now that's going to wash all, taking the berm off, is not going to wash down your meadow?
No, why would it wash?
Just asking.
You're dividing the L equal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just go drive by and I've been looking at other roads and I just use it as a little bit of a where the water doesn't run wash down.
Well, most people take the berms off the side of the road.
So just for example, so you get to this letter thing, you see this stack here.
Yeah.
These are all letters that we've sent to people.
We just saw them.
Very recently about right of way stuff. Might even be one in there to me.
I think
there is. There probably is because I left. If I don't get my crap out of the way at the top of the hill, I get a letter from the town saying, remember, you got to have a place to turn around. So nobody's exempt from that, just so you know, including me. Although I've been doing pretty good the last couple of years, a little better.
Yeah, we still send you a letter.
He still sends me a letter every year, just to be clear. So we're going to get some surveying done. We'll check into your pin thing for sure. And there'll be more to come.
Another one there.
Any
the town went by, there's snowballs and everything right against my grandparents' house.
Any of these pictures and stuff that you want.
Which is really disrespectful
for
my
property.
Grandparents.
Well, you can't when you're plowing. Stuff plows, right? He ain't in your driveway yet. He's just plowing with a wing down, probably.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be playing chunks like that. That's because they keep crowding in, and I don't plow my snow out in the road.
So what'll happen is the survey will be done, and then we'll know where the road goes. And typically what I've found, and I've measured a few different places over my house, I measured to get an average, right? So average in town is, on most of the roads, the travel portion is 25 foot wide. The travel portion is about 25 feet. Right here where you did the deberming, measured it. As a matter of fact, I just measured it yesterday or day before, whenever I swung through there. It was a day or two ago. I swung through there and I measured where you did deberming. Mm-hmm. From the other side that hasn't been debermed, right from the tip of
that, you can see down below, they had to go out there probably 3 feet to get the water to run into the ditch it used to go up to there.
Well, but right there where it's been deep, from there to where you started to roll off is about 24 feet, you know, and I'm giving you some credit there. So like my driveway is about 26 and a half, 27 feet wide, but that's just because of the way the land lays up there, just how it ends up working out, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go over past your grandmother's place in front of John's down there around the corner, 25, near 26 in a couple spots. If you go over on by where she lives over there, it's 24 and a half, 25, and then down toward the other end, where the land lays different, it spreads out, it's like 26. So that, you know, the average is 25, 26 feet. Once we determine where the center of the road is in front of your grandmother's house, your grandmother's house.
Yeah.
Then you can expect plow to be, you know, 12 foot 6 from that center, wherever that line is. 20, and that'll make the road 25 feet wide. And the surveyor will have the last word on it. It won't be me or him or him, right, or anybody else. It'll be the surveyor.
Yeah.
So once we get that done, once we get that squared away, then we'll know right where everything is, and that'll be the end of that.
Okay.
And don't feel bad that you got a letter. We all get them. Just tell them.
Yeah, I think more get them than others, I believe. But
well.
Because there's nothing in the right of way over there right now other than that fence.
No, the concern was that you were going to get in too far with your deberman, and I'm going to say you're leaning on a little bit, but.
Towns would be happy. They're not going to pay somebody to come down through there and deburn it.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, if you stay
out. Saving taxpayers' money right there.
Yep.
But if they had their higher rig to go down through there, they'd be.
And I don't. If you stay at least as far out as you are here, have at it.
I'd say stay to the edge, wherever that berm is, stay to the edge of that berm. Don't come any further than that berm.
That's all I've been doing.
Yeah.
I set that bucket right on the edge of the berm and I pulled it in. Yeah.
So as long as you do that, everything will be good.
Yep.
So we'll get back to you on this stuff as quick as we can.
1-on-3 slope, wherever it's built up, do a 1-on-3 slope off the side of it.
I've been just going with the ground, whatever it blends into.
Yeah, it's all flat.
It gets flat, and it's going to go right down to nothing. And pretty soon, there ain't going to be any burn. And then it drops right off down by little...
The John's, it's almost all...
Yeah, it almost all flat.
It drops right off, because that's where the cow path is.
All right, so we got a bunch of stuff to get back to you with.
Okay.
And so we'll get on it.
Yeah, and your ethics plan. Where are you got a copy of that ethics plan? Conflict of interest, ethics plan, whatever you guys...
You're talking about the state thing?
Yeah.
So that's it. This whatever the state thing is our thing.
So
whatever it says. I don't know what it says. I mean, I had to read it. Freaking 40 pages or something. What was that thing we read?
Oh, yes, I do.
We read it a while back, 45 minutes.
And there's nobody to really control it. You just figure it out.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. You can watch a video or you can read this thing.
There's a board.
Do you have it?
They don't have
it. No, it's all on the state website.
Yeah. Can you print it?
The training?
Yeah, it's a training thing we had to go through.
Right, but there should be a policy, too.
That
you guys are supposed to have on record, according to the state.
I don't know the answer to that question.
It came out in 2019, July 1st.
Yeah, that's that training we had to take. I'm sure.
Yeah, but you're sure supposed to have a copy of it.
No, that just came out.
We just barely took, because last year we read through the whole thing.
We took a whole thing. Ethics.
But this is more conflict of interest and everything
conflict
like that.
Conflict of interest we have. We don't have ethics.
We do have a conflict of interest thing.
Somewhat the same.
Yeah, some of it could be the same. I don't know.
Ethics, and it's the same thing.
It's pretty much the same thing when you read into it.
We do have a conflict of interest, yes.
So can you print that for him?
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll have a copy of it. So that's printing off for you. So yes, we do have that.
Okay.
I can't quote it to you, but we do have that. But we did just recently take a state thing where we all...
It's the same thing.
I couldn't read it to you. All I remember was
it was 45 minutes.
And then you kind of made your own decision afterwards. There's a board, but nobody makes any decisions.
Right, there's a state board.
Yeah, and didn't seem to make any decision anyway after I read it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was.
Check that future stone.
29 minutes, 39, 40. Okay, yep, still recording. Okay, so there's that thing.
That's there, yeah. You guys don't obey by that, man.
I don't know.
We might if we read. I don't know. I'll have to read it, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll look into it. and you let us know what you think we're doing or not doing.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty easy not to. I mean.
Yeah, you let us know.
Yeah. One last thing is back in 2013.
2013. I wasn't here.
I got a letter from the town because they wanted to move my boulder. They actually did. I put them back. And at that time, Leslie White wrote me a letter.
Boulders.
Over them. And then I responded to her that there was no stop sign down at the end of Baker Road.
Baker Road.
And that was in 2013.
Glenn Rickson, his father's, Hades.
Rush Pond Road?
Yes.
Riddlebush.
Riddlebush Pond Road?
Baker Road.
Baker Road, Baker Road. Okay. Yeah.
There's no stop sign at the end of that road.
No stop sign.
And then I think you've got to complain about it.
So where will that be located?
I would.
It's going to be right in the hayfield.
Okay. Because I'm trying to figure out why, because that comes for the goes both ways. So where do you put stop on the edge?
Just put it on the edge of the right of way.
On the right hand side coming from Redbush. Okay.
Yeah,
there's a reason why there's not one there. They tried putting one in years ago, and my father didn't want to stop sign in his hayfield. We can put one up.
Okay. They actually did look into. That's one of the roads I measured and all that stuff. And we talked about the stop sign there. We just haven't got to it yet.
Okay. I guess that's all I got for right now.
Okay.
The conflict of interest, I think you guys ought to look into a lot closer. But
we can redo
it. We'll have that in our packet next week. So, or for the week after, 2 weeks from now. So we'll be able to read it.
We'll make sure it's in your guys' packet.
Yep,
right. That gives us a chance to read up on it.
I don't think anybody should talk their own business through the town.
Okay.
All right, so we got a bunch of stuff to do to get back to you.
Yeah, and I appreciate your time.
Yep. Oh, thank you.
It may take a couple, 3 or 4 weeks, because we don't have to talk to the surveyor and all that.
Yeah,
give us a little bit of time, and we'll get back on that.
No, I weren't pushing Tim. Tried to work with Tim before.
No, I understand, and I kind of told
you. And I even wanted to meet with him down there.
I told you, you kind of got to come here.
And that's what I did.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, it's done over with.
That way, everybody knows it ain't me saying what you said.
I'll get one in there tomorrow.
Okay, no. So the stop sign will go in and get that checked off the list.
But you know what I'm saying. If you tell me something, and then I come here and tell them something, it's like playing telephone. Now everybody knows what everybody said, and we're good.
Yeah. No, I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you coming down. And who are you?
For Ricky.
What?
So we just keep this even and no one's pissing in anybody's cereal. The mailbox. Putting it back on the opposite side. Not
the house side.
Not the house side, but the opposite
side. John's
side.
Correct.
How would I go about putting that in there? Because I did read that everybody had to keep their mailbox, I don't know, a certain amount of footage. If I was to do that, the mailman would not be able to get up on the bank, probably.
Seeing how we got an issue down there, he can deberm his side, go from the berm over. I'll get it over there, and I'll ditch that other side up through there.
Okay.
The mailbox has always been on the other side, except when my grandmother was sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ask me a question, I'm trying to answer.
And that's fine, and that's what I expect. I'm asking you a question, and I just wanted the specs to putting one back there.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if we take a piece of equipment and go across the road, deberm it, I mean, everybody gets in an uproar.
Yep.
So now I'm asking you at this meeting. So you're going to deberm that then? And put a ditch.
Yep, I'll cancel everything I got going on my plate, and I'll go down there and I'll get that all taken care of. We have two guys.
We've been
trying to get all our grant work done.
Yeah, so
and
you just need to know where to put the mailbox.
This is it. That's all.
Where
I
to
ask.
Put the mailbox.
Because there's a berm over there right now. If we remove the berm, I'm going to get accused again of taking down.
I just don't want any more aggravation between any parties. Yep. This is why I'm asking you.
I will take care of that.
I have a
Couple weeks. Fair enough. Couple weeks.
They told me if I put a mailbox in the town, did what they did last year, it's a federal offense.
One at a time.
The post office has the final say. That's how it always was, even for our signs, with our 911 signs, when we put up the where the markers had to be.
Which side of the road? Is that what you're saying?
They tell you what side of the road you want it on for the mailman.
The mail is delivered on the opposite side of the
house.
Right.
So here's what.
Whatever the post office.
Here's what happened, and I remember it with Reba, Grandma, your grandmother. Was not doing as well as she could have been doing, and the mailman said, "Look, I'll put," and they had the mailbox up on the porch for her.
Next to the porch.
Well,
or right next to the porch.
Like years ago. Just like my parents.
For other people. I think that's a nice thing to do.
So he did that.
I don't see anything wrong.
He did
that
for her, but all the rest of the mailboxes are on the other side of the road. He made an exception for her because she was aged. And asked the post office where to put the mailbox, and they're going to tell you which side of the road. And then the survey, so just make sure that it's. If you drive up there and reach out.
Well, I know. I mean, the way it is now, it's like if we put one back up there, you know.
No, I understand. So we've got to figure out where the post has got to go in relation. And that's all has going to end up having to do with this survey.
I get it.
The survey.
But you can't expect somebody's mailbox to be out of the right of way either.
Typically, I don't know the answer to that question. But typically, they're not.
The edge and some of them get hit.
So if they're inside the right of way, they can get hit.
You can't, but,
I mean,
it's 24 you as far as you can get it.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyways, within reason. So, anyway.
Because I know for the state, if we smash them, we have to fix them.
Yeah, you have to fix them, yeah. So, we'll look into where to put it.
That's all I was asking.
Apparently, I don't do nothing, so.
That's me.
So you're going to, unfortunately, right at the moment, we're trying to finish up all the fall road work and all that stuff. So some of this stuff is going to take us a little while. We got to get a hold of the surveyor. We got to schedule him.
The only thing I don't want any trouble after this meeting.
No, as long as there ain't any. In either direction, everything will be fine.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all.
I don't need somebody coming downgrading that road and hanging right out, throwing their shit right over where I seated and mulched and everything else.
It's going to be put back where the edge of the road is.
Well, the edge of the road is right where it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I got the pictures right there.
So
we'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, in this meeting, I can get a trespassing order against you and have you not.
So we're not gonna go down this road of mitigating your. The family.
I'm just saying, I don't want rebellious after this because every time we have complained, there's always been something that has happened.
Right. Well, do we have anything else for this subject?
When it happens. Yeah.
No, we're moving on.
So we got a stack of shit, so if we're all good.
I'm all good.
Okay. Well,
something don't happen.
All right, let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Bye. So anyways, any more citizens? No more citizens? Are you?
No, we're under. They're under animal control.
They're under animal control. And I see planning people. Yep. All right, so.
I see the back side of me. It's like.
So you want to.
Sorry, your planning commission is next.
Yeah.
I know the planning commission is next. You read that, Butch?
Yes, I did. I
went
from head to toe in that thing in there again, and I am not looking at it. I was not looking for any find a fault. I'm gonna leave that up to you this time. Most of the stuff that I was complaining about in there, you took.
I think
there,
we fixed it. Yeah.
There was only one other thing that was in there, but I'm leaving it because it will be. They'll pick it up in 8 years from now in here because it just happened, and one of them I don't think has happened yet. And so, for me, I think I read it over, and I think I got it down. I read it.
and I
did a great job.
The only thing I read was I looked at the changes, but I didn't read the whole thing. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I didn't, as of the changes that we made last time, I don't I don't have anything. As long as all the data is updated, well, it looks like you caught all of it.
Well, I actually didn't get the new copy, which is fine, because I'm going to go through it with the fine-tooth comb, and what I can do is if I find something, I can email you guys, and we'll all be on
right.
the
right, but I think we're... I think we're...
That's not for your timeline off.
Nope, so... So, just the way... If
yeah,
you still have comments, with this public comment, you guys are still considered public.
Yep. Yep.
So, if you guys vote to send it to public comment tonight, we would then do all the newspaper postings and warn your
then
meeting.
Then it goes to them, right?
Yep.
Right,
so,
and, I read it.
Yep, yeah. And you guys still have the same 3-month or 2-month period to make additional comments. Yeah.
Right. It's not like this is the one that's set in stone, because right. if we get public comments that require a change.
But it's changed in here. It says that too, though. They can be changed at any time.
Can be
in
any
they can come off the planning commission. Can come off.
Yeah, so this is still draft. They can approve the draft. And where we don't want to be is November 18th with more comments.
So here's tonight, what we have to do tonight is decide to send this to
public. Motion to send it to public comment.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, said it. Send it.
Appreciate you guys' effort on this. Just for the Planning Commission, it's going to be super important that we have quorum come October 14th.
Would you like this?
Have the new members of the Planning
changes?
Commission
yeah,
been
that's a, what should be the new one, I hope, because I did some of the stuff
that was coming. Is that our second meeting? Is it going to our regular meeting?
And Dan.
So this is for October 14th is for Planning Commission only.
Okay.
I don't know what the time. It might be right. just an hour before you guys.
Even if
oh, okay.
I think he, if
you
Dan
guys,
needs to do
yeah,
by
it doesn't
or
have
whatever,
to happen at your meeting.
He can.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, cool.
But what I was just asking is if the new Planning Commission members have been formally appointed to Planning Commission by you guys. Yeah.
I believe they have.
Yes.
Julie's
okay.
the only one, I guess.
Okay, perfect.
We're down to 4, correct?
Three.
Oh, three?
Down to 3.
Skeleton crew.
Yeah.
So we will want at least 2 of you at
that. No, I think you still have 3.
It's a five member board, so all 3 have to be there.
The good thing was these several places it said that the board was not looking at zoning at this time.
Yes. Thank you.
So I like that part. I made sure they read that part twice. Make sure
that was good.
Does that Planning Commission meeting on the 14th have a time yet?
Let's say 6. Is that 6?
That would coincide with this meeting. Is
oh,
that right?
Okay.
Is it what's the 14th?
Okay.
October what? Second meeting.
Tuesday.
That could be our meeting.
That is
that's
your
fine,
meeting, but they can meet over there.
There's only 4 of them. They can go the other side.
Well, I can ask them if 5 works, too. I mean, I know we all have flexible schedules, just busy ones.
Yep.
So
It can stay as TBD for now. I'll need to get a newspaper ad out by the 24th.
Okay, I'm going to message them tonight to
yeah.
confirm a 5 o'clock meeting.
Okay, so yeah, just let me know. I'll do the newspaper ad, send it to who has to go to, and we'll call on but yeah, if there's no other comments on it tonight, we're all set.
I looked at all the changes.
Minimal changes, none. If help, you can help. I don't
want
to read that again.
I
have to. I'd like to make sure that it's not. You know.
Yeah, at this point, we're hopefully talking grammar and.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Number 2 here and there.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well,
I've been getting home at dark and I've been leaving before daylight. So.
Yeah.
No, I hope we captured, you know, the comments that you
I think
guys
you did.
Got.
You took out the stuff that I was concerned about.
Yep.
I appreciate that part into there, and I looked at into there. A lot of it was repetitive on different
yeah.
areas. Was all over in there, into there. But the key things I think that we were all in here was the zoning and the survey. And
yep.
I didn't realize that we did this many.
I just sent one out too the other day.
That's just some of them. Cool.
Well, thank you very much for your time. It's
yeah, thanks for all the work and the time
yeah.
and keeping us
yeah.
on schedule. That's important. You as well. Thank you. I'm looking right at you.
You,
Chris. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
And I'll read through it with the fine
yeah.
tooth.
Keep
comb.
Us honest.
Yeah.
Please.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Sorry it took so long.
No worries.
All right. So that's easy enough. I don't see any people here from the beach, but the beach update is...
We'll give you the beach update after.
We're going to skip for the recording. We're going to skip beach update and go to number 6, animal control.
Why don't you want to let him go, because I have a few different things we have to go over.
Is he animal control?
No. He's down... He's
under the highway.
You're the price. Oh, you're the change under the highway.
No. He's the one that put the bid in for paving on North Road.
Oh, you put bid in on paving.
With all this other stuff going on, I don't know how much more you're going to add onto my plate, because it just ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. Yep.
You can do it by tomorrow.
Huh?
Yeah. You stop your fingers and
stuff happens. Yeah.
Gone. Gone.
So, do you put a bid in on the paving North Road?
It's in there in town.
Oh, it's in my pile.
Under the highway stuff, I put it all around.
I did not know that was coming tonight, to be honest with you.
What's that?
This bit.
Well, I contacted three people, like you kind of mentioned.
Yeah, we should
be contacting three people.
In theory, we should, yeah.
I contacted EJ.
Got it.
Blodgett.
Blondin.
From Hutchins, he never called me back because they're really busy.
Yeah.
I had a guy stop today from FD Paving, and he went over it, and there were some things in the paperwork he didn't like that he wanted to change in, like holding the price.
Oh, for
he wanted it so if the price of the mix changed, that he could raise or lower his price.
Well, and I think we've decided against that before. So that we didn't, you know.
But Norm, I called Norm because we had talked about reclaiming the section from Elverns up. Yeah, that's Norm Patino from
Pike.
Yeah, that's
Pike, yeah. We were here before. Yes.
And,
yeah, I couldn't. I got my wrong glasses.
There's two culverts that need to be changed before we reclaim that. If we do just the upper section.
Yeah.
Over on driving bus, I have to make sure I'm wearing the right ones.
So.
So this is it. We're officially opening this.
You're opening it, yeah.
I am. I'm just saying, am I supposed to be?
It's official now.
Official now.
So he's the only bid you have anyway.
He's the only one. We contacted three, and he's the only one that came in. So
the only one that came in. And there it is. And it's got a copy of our town specs right in it, so that's good news. That way we know you're working to the right instructions, right? Sorry, I didn't recognize you, but I got
okay.
I don't have my right spectacles on.
He's been really quiet over there.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like you can't
learn this.
And there's no AC price adjustment in this bid, and that's right.
Patient and quiet.
I believe that that gets our vote usually.
250.
So if I got this correct, the reclaiming and compacting it is $140,000.
And change, yeah.
$663.80, is that correct? Or is that total paving and that? Two separate things.
Okay, so the top is actually, is paving over the reclaim base.
That's the top.
Putting the base down. So it says right there, base over the reclaim.
Right.
Meaning the hot mix
1,400 over the tons, 121K, and 19,000 for reclaim. Is that right?
That's correct.
And we got two copies of the bid here.
Okay. That's
side
why.
Side by each. Yeah. There you go. So that's how I read that.
Okay.
So that's total.
Yeah.
Reclaim is there.
Reclaim is 19,000.
Yeah.
180.
And that's the
best. And then paving is 121. That's just the base for the two sections. Correct, Norm?
Correct.
So you're talking 140,000.
That's for the whole job.
That's just. That's just them two sections.
Yeah, the two sections up the top.
Yeah, that's
the real bad.
No, that's not the whole road. That's just
that's just that corner. The corner down lower and then above where Sharky lived.
From the bottom of the hill where you go almost up to Valley View.
Yeah.
Yep.
To EA's house. Right there on the top of the knoll.
You have to talk past Sharky's on
the top. Nope, this side of
it. This side of Sharky, okay.
And then there was a section, what is it? Tenth of a mile long, 500 feet.
Okay, where it's all broke up.
Where it's all broken.
By where Sharky used to live, that's pretty good pavement there. Yeah. And then from there, we're going to go 3,900 feet, correct?
Yep.
From the bottom of that hill
up
through almost to...
That's near three-quarters of a mile.
Mrs. Finley's house.
Yeah, that's near three-quarters of a mile.
3,900,
wow. So they're going to do it from the corner?
You're going to do 4,900. So you're going to do just shy of a mile,
shy of
correct?
A mile, yeah.
About 9/10 of a mile?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's 3,950 feet.
And we had.
But we got culverts that need to be changed before we pave it. That's the only
thing. You're going to do it before, not after?
Yeah.
Yes, he's smart like that.
No, such not very smart, because I'm still sitting here. So.
We want to rip up all that one thing in the ear, just planting right down.
Well, he's,
I know, I'm just.
You know, he likes to put the culverts in before we pave. That's important.
We've got, it's going to be three culverts, I think, because there's one on the lower side.
So,
right?
So
I don't know if I can get everything done with the help that I have.
Hypothetically, what's your schedule look like for doing that?
So talking to Rick there, we're good till the end of the month of October to do the base coat. Right.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Are you looking for help?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ricky, because I know someone that probably could help.
You got a CDL?
No, he's working on the CDL. I have the CDL, but I'm not looking to work.
Of course.
But he is working on his CDL. He's been studying. But I didn't know that that's what you were looking for. Was it truck?
Well, if somebody's interested, even labor work.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was just thinking. Yeah. I know he's right now unemployed. He's been looking heavily for a job. And so far, I don't know what the outcome has. I haven't talked to him. But I know that he was looking. That's why when I heard you say that, I could let him know. How does he reach out to you?
Contact the garage, 635.
I can write it down.
Thank
for
you.
2530.
Because I'll hand it right to him. He'll probably call you tomorrow.
And I'm not. You get there first thing in the morning. If you can leave a message or give me a phone call, leave a message and I'll get back to him. Or
okay.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
I know he's done a lot of laboring, construction, electrical. He's done a lot of that. Thank
you. Right now we're a two-man crew. We got a third guy who's 83 years old helping us draw road sand.
Oh, my. I know, but he's so fun to talk to. I lost my husband down there the other day.
Do you guys teach too? Like those who don't know what they're doing? Do you guys, do you guys teach too as you're working?
They'll learn or they won't be there long.
It is a lot of on-job learning when you're, road work, construction like that. I mean,
if somebody wants to work,
Yeah, exactly. If you want to work, that's hard finding anybody that really wants to break
My problem is I'm not bashful, so if I'm down in the ditch working and somebody's standing on top, they don't last very long.
Right.
Exactly.
I actually just said that right out loud, right?
Anyways,
we're all there to work together.
Yeah.
You know, teamwork. and I don't ask anybody to do something I don't do myself.
Well, that's good to hear, because there's not many of those that I hear.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised what he'll do. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He's in there now. Dirt's flying.
How long do you need to do this?
Two weeks.
You're all on the ground.
To
get it signed?
To do the work. You said you know.
No. So we would do the process of reclaiming.
Yeah.
Grade it up in a few days, and we would.
A week or so.
We want to add. There's a couple spots we'd like to add some gravel, like where that dips down. So we'd like to add some gravel.
Once it's reclaimed, then you can fine tune it, and then we'd pave it.
Well, I'm just wondering because I know all the stuff.
Yeah, he's got a lot of work.
And we're now six. We're going to be not less six. That's 5 weeks away.
Right.
If you're talking in October.
Well, again, we can go into the 1st of November. It doesn't, our schedule is flexible.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, don't put yourself into the thing in here to go. It has to go another year. It has to go. It's the way it goes in here.
Right.
There's only so many things you can get done.
This project done on Blakeville. Yeah. You no more get started, and we get a phone call. There's a tree down.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to drop everything we're doing. Go down, cut the tree, pick the tree up. Good deal with that, And you get there in the morning, somebody calls, wants something done. We go try to get that taken care of.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
There's only so many of you.
Well, there's only five.
There's one of you.
That's only 6 weeks to have that in there. I don't know that this may have to go on.
That's three calls.
You're pushing. You're still got other FEMA that's got to be done, right?
I'm working on the Better Back Roads thing. Yeah. We're starting next week. I had called and reserved my pipe. Yeah. They only reserve 40 feet, and I'm lacking one piece of pipe. And they're looking at 2 weeks before the pipe gets there.
Oh, so you got a little hole there.
Well, I'm going to start the project. I'm going to get my diversion channel in and get that pipe in and get the 40 feet in and leave the upper end out. And
to get my head wall built on the lower side, so when that other piece gets here, I'll cut it in and put the head wall up there.
What happens is wait until next year. Is there really that? I'm just asking. Yeah,
it, there, it can. The only, price might change. Is going to change.
Well, I'm sure it will in here. But also is that just as you said. I mean, we're trying to get the money that we've got grants and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Ricky, remember we do have a grant for that road too.
I understand, but we also have money for paving too.
Yeah.
So the grant that we didn't get that we needed to get first was the one for the culvert.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So we kind of got to figure out if we're going to load you up with three extra culverts between the next 5 or 6 weeks,
right?
Or not. Well, I don't know the answer to that
question. Because of the conflict of interest, instead of having me do all the work, why don't you, we'll get hold of somebody and then come up and do all that stuff for us.
Who would you want to call?
Call whoever you want.
002.
Oh, you 812.
Phase.
No, I'm just saying.
This is why in March, and I'll say right out in the meeting, this is why in March I'm done.
You're road commissioner.
I'm done. I'll stay on the select board, but I'm done with the rest of it.
It's a lot of work. Time to retire.
And we will talk about that later. I'm putting that out there.
Huh?
I'm putting that out there.
You can hold your feet to the fire, but it's
so you want a week or two to think about this, and then we'll get back to him.
It's not for me to think, Rick. It's for you to see that you can get it done in here without in here, because we want to make sure that this is done right, or you won't be happy about it.
Let's put that on the back burner for now. I just hate to waste Norm's time and everything.
Yeah, I think you understand.
And what I'm going to say is that if you decide to go ahead with the program. It doesn't work out time-wise, we can roll it into next year, and we'll just make an adjustment on pricing. If pricing goes down, we'll readjust.
Okay.
That's appreciated.
There's only so many with two guys you can do.
There's only so many things we can do. We had some grant. We got some grant deadlines that we kind of have to meet.
Correct.
Right.
Which is fine.
The only grant I got left is that one on Bridge.
The one. Yeah.
But the biggest thing is we got three culverts up there.
If you throw three culverts at you up there, then it.
Yeah. So I make four. It's too much. The other one's a large one up there.
It's too much. There's too much work there. Just two of you. It just is.
I think you should pitch in and donate some time.
I got a full time job on my head already.
So does he.
I got a full-time job already. I mean, I was thinking I could beg some vacation or something. I only get 3 weeks. It's a new, fairly new job for me. I only get 3 weeks vacation from the other job. So
we'll put this on hold.
I think we should.
You come help me for a couple of weeks. I'll give you my 2 weeks vacation.
There you go.
Be worth it, right?
You ain't gonna get paid. You get 2 weeks vacation.
Right. Sounds good.
It saves any money, boss.
I think we're gonna sit on this.
You're bartering. That's awesome.
I think we're gonna have to sit on it. I think we all.
Maybe next meeting we'll know where you'll know more.
Next meeting we'll know
next
more
meeting,
about it.
We'll know more.
Is that time enough? 2 weeks.
Yeah, two weeks.
Yeah.
And again, you can write on there pending timeline.
Yeah. And then if it works out, it works out. And if it don't, it don't.
Yeah, right.
All right.
The road needs it.
The road barely needs it.
Because the longer it goes, the worse it'll get.
Yeah. I mean, once winter gets here, it'll get filled in a little bit with snow.
On a document stating that, pending time.
Yeah.
Timeline.
Yeah.
That allows. Otherwise, it carries into 2026.
Yeah.
With a possible price adjustment.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
At least you got the job.
he's the only one that came forward with a
there bit. Might be in but and maybe by then next year we'll have a better idea of
on the rest of it.
Maybe if you get the base down. I wanted to get the base down because we're going to be moving a lot of dirt, and that way there, if it moved a little bit when we go do the top coat, we could have fixed any blemishes that we had in it from there. But it's just not in the we might be able to do it, get the base down in the spring, and then later in the summer come and do your top coat.
Right.
Yeah.
Which would work out. And
which
would
work
no
out.
More, yeah. Less yeah. pressure for everybody all yeah. the way around in the product, and that may
right,
end up
right,
turning
yeah.
out.
And the other thing, too, you may want to think of, if you would have time to, you know, put the pipes in, we could come in and put a pavement layer over the pipe.
Yeah.
And then you know, next year we'd reclaim it anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be just a few tons to
yeah.
put a patch over the
yeah.
pipe.
That's what we
then
use.
If it,
yeah.
Right. If
yeah.
it settles, then... Next year,
and you grind it, you'll be able to be,
right.
be,
exactly.
be,
yeah, yeah,
be
yeah.
tamped down over the winter frost and everything else, and there, and the, all the rain and stuff in there.
Yeah.
So that might be a plan.
Yeah.
That's a plan to think about anyway,
yeah.
of course,
yeah.
you know.
Think about anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
All right.
Norm, thank you.
Thank
you, Norm. Appreciate
it.
Yeah. All right, sure. That was A under number 10, Highway Department. So now we're going to go back up.
The animal.
Animal control.
All right.
This is Christina and David Green, for those, I don't know if you both know who you are. They live out on Knowles Flat Road.
Right,
it was Steve and Julie Maskell's old house.
Yep.
My old house.
His old house.
It was?
I built that house.
Were you
the first owner?
Yeah.
Oh, well, nice to meet you.
Tim Bullard, Ricky Morin, and Clayton Whittemore. Tim is the chair.
Not that that makes a huge difference.
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. You just have
Except
to have
you're
one.
You're the one that gets all the calls, though.
I'm the one that gets the
I'm
calls.
I'm not bugging Ricky on.
Well, Ricky gets calls for the road, so
yeah.
it's only fair somebody else gets the calls for the select board, isn't it?
So why I asked, and I asked the other party that's involved in this to come also, which is the Stephanie and Bert McLean, specifically Stephanie. Complaints regarding the Greens' cats. Going over to their place, peeing in their yard, pooping in their garden beds, peeing on the porch, constantly being there. So this is where I'm at. When I looked at the policy, you guys changed it, and I first of all, I don't know why, from a dog ordinance, and now you put it back to an animal ordinance. Did you... But we're not sure if you really could have done that.
My understanding,
you know,
I guess it wasn't done properly.
That's what we're...
We didn't know that at the time, but I
right.
looked it up since you brought it up,
yes.
and it was not done correctly.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if the new policy changed.
Does that mean
so,
we're all fired?
So that means... so that
no.
means it wasn't done properly. That means it reverts back to the 2016.
I would yeah. think so.
Okay.
With the exception of there was a law change for animal cruelty, so that wouldn't apply. But I think everything...
Right, because whatever the state laws are, obviously...
Well, and the
I
state changed the law, too,
to.
About animals and cattle and all of that.
Which that is... There's a line in that anyway that says it for the state regulations in there.
Yeah, because we always have to follow that.
Yeah.
You're looking at... That would be a new one.
Yeah.
That's the old one, yeah.
The 2016 is the one they'd be going
by
now.
It?
Right.
So this old one's not any good, then.
I don't think so. It doesn't appear to be. The proper procedure was not followed in order to amend it.
When was that done?
23, I think it's.
Yes,
it was.
So
we're all fired. All three
August.
Of us are here. We're all done. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
No, not you.
I was here.
Yeah, but you didn't. You're not the
you
parliamentarian.
This is where I'm at. I don't know what I'm to do.
Just back up to this one.
Okay. So that means their cats are fine.
Their cats are what?
Fine.
I've been keeping. I'm
pee
sorry.
Poop, whatever.
Kids.
I don't think
that means it's fine. I think
no.
that means you can't
right.
do anything about it.
I know.
Right.
Right.
So this is the thing is I.
Is it your
we
cat?
They're
yes.
nice
okay.
kittens and. I had gotten them originally to be barn kittens, which we have a small barn that they play in and stuff, but it's because it was to help control mice and moles,
mm-hmm.
rats,
yep.
because last year we had a rat
yes.
issue, and it's been under control ever since we had the pest control come in. But it's been even, because I canceled that, because oh my gosh, they were really
expensive.
Raping me over the, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
Anyway, I canceled it. And I decided to get two cats, and they're neutered, so they're not peeing all over her stuff like she says. She's just mad because she did send me a picture of Garfield in her flower garden taking a poop.
Oh,
because it looks like a box. which they are box trained because that's what we did in the winter. And then when spring came, they started going outside. They just barely started going over there when you started receiving all the calls.
Yeah.
Because she has cameras that picks up movement, and she caught Garfield in there.
Pictures.
And, yeah. Well, they haven't been in there. They've been stuck in the house for 3 weeks.
She sent me pictures this week.
Really? Well, that's funny. Yeah, we have strays that are coming over to our yard, but I'm not complaining. Because, I'm sorry, they're kittens, they're cats, whatever, and cats.
Yeah, we have a black with white.
There's several cats that come over.
That come over.
You can't see that one. It's a white, is it a white or yellow, maybe? I think it's an orange cat.
Was that your cat there?
That would be Garfield.
It could be Garfield. Was that just this week, though?
Because
he did get out once.
And this is but he wasn't out long. He this came is back the other. Within an hour. This is the other cat.
If it's black with white paws, it's not our cat.
No, this is a stripe.
No, it's a stripe. And that they both got out the other morning. But
yes,
they were back
you
in.
Told me that.
Yeah, and I messaged
she did,
her
yeah, she
and
did.
Said that my girls were able to get them back in within a couple of hours, but we didn't know where they had gone. And it's
so
just,
Stephanie is very upset. What was the catalyst of this was her sister, I think she told me, they were going to bury her sister. She had a bunch of stuff on the porch. Supposedly the cat went on the porch and peed in it. So now what's happening is I worry for the cats because they're getting, there's been some threats being made. But
they're shooting our cats.
I'm not sure what we can do.
Texted me.
Or if there's anything, if we go back to the old policy, there's unfortunately not really anything I can do as far as cats.
Because it says dog?
Because it was a dog ordinance.
Specifically dog ordinance
right.
Versus animal.
And when you read even your dog, even if you went by that animal ordinance, everything in the animal ordinance pertains to a dog.
Yeah.
So if we all of a sudden, and don't think this, I'm just throwing this out to them. If, say I had to go confiscate the cats, or the Greens say, come get the damn things, I'm sick of it. What are we doing with them?
Take them to
the Humane
Society. No, the Humane Society.
Let's get away from the cat issue or whatever. But the cat would be no different than a farm animal. If somebody's kills were getting out onto somebody else's property.
I know. That's what I told them.
I came into work and I've seen six horses standing in the road. And they got fences up.
Right.
Animals get out.
Yes,
right.
They do.
And
right, so
I mean, believe me, it's been torture keeping them in.
You know,
they are clawing our screens and everything to try and get out.
Yeah, so I don't. It's difficult. It's a tough one, especially when you live that close to a neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And she didn't. She wasn't the first one that started complaining last year, but once she started complaining, oh man.
Yeah, she's the only one that's complained to me so far.
Yeah, because they go next door.
I'm going down underneath the ordinance, and like I said, everything pertains to dogs.
But
right.
Even if you take out dog and put in cat, unless it's vicious. Does the state require us to register cat?
No.
Well, that's not fair.
I will admit, though, it is required by law for them to have rabies.
Yeah.
But we have no way of tracking it.
Rabies shots.
No, there's no way to track it.
But if something is to happen and they say the cat or someone bit someone, they would have to call the state vet and go through.
Okay.
Yeah, as you go down through, notices an impoundment, a release from impoundment, all talks about dogs.
All
every bit
dogs.
Of it.
Right, so that's why I needed guidance from you guys. What do we do? Or do we do anything?
I don't know.
I'm reading the old one.
Well, that's
the one that's
in force. That's the one I feel that we have to go
signed by Jubal. So it must be true.
Unfortunately, I think it's up to the neighbors. They'll have to sort it out into there.
I even offered to buy the deterrent, and she swore at me and threatened me.
Well, so
and said that it was
and
too late
and
she was going
to
murder them.
Is to call. You know, if there's threats being made, they just need to call the police.
That's a police matter.
So,
if somebody's threatening your animals or you, that's not us.
I know
right.
But now, something. My question is, if this is so important to Stephanie as she claims it is, why isn't she here yet?
Yeah.
I can't speak for her. She was off as the same as you.
She was off as the same.
Should we contact Jim just to ask him, okay, where do we go from here?
Where do we stand on that?
If this was adopted in 2016, the new one that was revised or amended, however they want to call it, if it wasn't done properly, ask him a real question. Does it revert back to this one? And if it did, we're going to have to do it properly and add all this new stuff to it.
The new state stuff, yeah.
Well, so if you want to add stuff, the thing that must be changed is take out the animal cruelty piece because the town cannot handle that anymore.
Yeah,
right.
The state police.
And then we did clarify some of the fines and warnings, so that section definitely changed. The rest of it is you need to decide whether it's a dog ordinance or an animal ordinance.
I feel bad for Faye.
I don't care, I can be a bitch, and I'm going to guess
it reverts back because remember when we were dealing with the bylaws for eating these sports, he said those were not valid.
Right.
Okay. So this isn't valid. I know it's going to cost us a little money to talk to him about it.
I can ask. Yeah. I mean, that's probably worth it. Let's
do it properly and get it straightened out.
Remember, we worked on that for a long time.
I went back in the minutes. He was involved in this.
Yeah, yep. He helped us back then.
Well, so find out if it's just anything that just how far we are with it. If this is close enough in here, why was it not?
Oh, because there's some state stuff.
Because we didn't. You have to say you're going to adopt it. Then you have to give public notice by newspaper.
You can't just.
So this may be fine. All you got to do is public notice.
Yeah, you may just have to go through the process. Okay. All
right. That won't be so bad.
No.
But and I think it. I would like to see it revert back to just a dog ordinance. Okay.
It doesn't help the cat people though.
No, but you don't have the people to enforce some of the things.
I understand.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I am not babysitting cats. I'm sorry. Cats, you gotta have a heated place for them. You gotta have food and water and.
But it doesn't stop at cats.
It could run right back into your kids. Last year's chicken. Remember the pig who was chasing around for a couple years ago?
We're trying to do everything we can to keep people happy. That's what we've been trying to do.
Well, and that's probably all you can do.
I feel like that all I've gotten is nitpick.
Some people are not.
Every other little thing we're doing, it's not good enough. And I just feel at this point, she's a very unhappy person, and she's going to pick at whatever is bothering her that day.
Well, some people, I feel your pain. Haters are going to hate
you. I deal with it every day.
Yeah, so.
I feel you.
I remember very distinctly when I lived in that house. There was no other houses around. I had two pigs living out back there. Had them in a pen, and it was a nice pen.
Yeah, at that time, there was nothing behind you either.
There was nothing behind me.
Nope.
And they got out. The pigs got out. And where do you think they went?
Probably over to Sunny's, over in the ball field.
No, they went right over to Becky Westcombe's.
Oh!
And promptly rooted up all of her flowers, her flower bed. Remember, she had the most beautiful. Becky had the most beautiful flowers over there.
Yes.
Oops. So this is not a new problem.
That's what I always say. It happens, right?
It does.
So all you can do is be the best neighbor you can be and try to keep your cats at home as best you can.
And she just said, absolutely not. Keep your bleep and bleep and bleep.
All you can do is try to keep them home, right?
You know, if they get out and they go over, and I told you,
I mean, we can't control what might happen to them.
Well, and there's.
I mean, I can't.
But if this was a dog, it'd be a whole different situation.
It would.
Okay, that's what I'm saying in there. Yeah. So I understand that thing in there, but back in the day, you'd take care of it somehow into there. Yeah. So the
people
problem,
wouldn't have complained to me or to anybody.
No, they'd just gone over and seen the neighbors, and they'd have straightened and figured out.
Or the cats or the dogs.
And that's what I've been trying to do, but she won't talk to me no more.
No.
So but the thing is that they have just as much right to there as if they don't want animals over there, they shouldn't have to have them over into there. That's just like, you know, that you know,
and that's why
they're not range free in here, you know. Right. That's the whole thing.
That's what I told them, that They let the cats out or the cats get out and go there. I can't control what she does.
Exactly. And I can see why that they would be upset.
So there's some risk in letting your cats out. There,
so.
Oh, you don't even haven't even been letting them out.
I can tell you.
If they get out.
I believe there's.
They have five children.
Yeah.
If somebody escalates, if somebody escalates stuff to a higher level, then that's a law enforcement problem.
And when they're over there, she's escalating. She needs to call the
cops. What's the shooting law of being within a school range? Because I was told
that
you're not allowed to. But with threats being said about, they're coming on our property, I'm going to shoot them. What exactly would be the regulation for?
I have no idea.
Because we were wondering that.
I have no idea.
You just can't go on property. They made their rule. You can't go there and you can't carry rifle.
I don't know the answer to that question.
The laws are only up on the school land from what I read.
Yeah.
But if somebody escalates, further, let me be very careful how I say that, then that's a law enforcement issue, not a town animal person or us. That'd be a law enforcement thing.
I only came to hear what was going to be done because
I don't think the town has any jurisdiction here.
That's fine.
At all, based on the rules that we have.
I think to get a hold of Jim and get this ordinance thing straightened out to start with.
Start with, yeah.
Put us in the right direction, and then at the next meeting, try to get things.
Yeah, and for,
but if the witness is rope, it doesn't believe the cats will end up being part of this.
And even with a new one, even though you're an animal.
Yeah. Even the new one even doesn't.
Even the new one saying animal, it doesn't talk about dogs.
My chickens were
well, so, and for the record, Jim is the town's attorney.
They've only got one couple.
Just while we're on with the Greens, there was also a complaint about their dog, which found
it's
out.
It's not my dog.
Right,
it's not your dog?
No.
Oh, well, that's an easy one.
No. It's on their property, so it makes Christine.
It's my brother, who actually I'm giving the paper to. They need to find a place to live, and that's their dog. Right. And it is licensed, and it's had his shots.
And I did speak to him about making sure the dog had water and was outside.
Well, the thing is now they don't hook him. They just let him roam, which is bothering me. So now really needs to be working and get the heck up out of our garage.
Okay.
We can't do anything about that either.
No.
That's where you were going with this.
I'm
nipping that right in the bud.
He loves to work.
These two want to take that on to
challenge. No. You're not going on.
I'm just making.
We got grunt movers out there. They advertise grunt movers on TV.
I just wanted to make sure that this is my first time being in one of these towns.
Oh, yeah, well.
I've been here for 22.
It's been an interesting one.
We're kind of.
Every month, I should say. Second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, and it's open meeting. It's recorded. It's an open meeting. If you want to come and see what a more normal meeting looks like, feel free to come a couple weeks.
What's the more normal meeting?
Well, just less
noise. Is it usually more packed in here?
No.
It's usually less.
It's usually just them.
Oh, so we'll
have people coming at the beginning.
Yeah.
Usually we go through. Usually we're done out of here by 8 o'clock.
We try to be. It'll be close tonight. We can get moving.
We're going to get moving. Don't you worry.
Hint.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Faye. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Welcome
you
to the town.
I'll make sure I give that to him because I know he's a really good
Enjoy
worker.
The house.
Hard worker.
We got culverts to change, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I'll give it to him and I'll have him give you a call. Thank you.
All right, thank you guys.
Nice to see you all. Yep. Nice to see you again, actually. Bye.
See you later.
Really, good to see you. You two were the only two I really knew.
So you don't have any health officer updates, right?
Yes, she does.
I just like to say about the dog ordinance, the new copy is what I adjusted it to before I gave it to you. Mm-hmm. That's not the one that Talia made up. This one is specific to dogs. If
just the dog.
If you don't want it specific to dogs, I will put it back to what Talia had. Minus the part with the law change. So you just need to decide that.
It's the dog ordinance before that the next had, meeting. Right? So it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And that's the one that you worked with a lawyer and BLCA.
Right.
This one.
I think we ought to stick to
dogs.
Dog officer.
Okay.
Because that's what we have to maintain as far as licensing.
I got to be your interim dog officer. That's what I want.
But okay. Licensing, we have no control over. They don't have to register cats. They don't have to register their horses or
cattle,
chickens,
or pigs, or nothing. The law isn't specific as to how to handle those things either.
Right. Because then, we have to make an ordinance of some sort to figure out how to do all that.
So the thing, you know, part of this is you're sending me down the rabbit hole of the state's overreach.
You've been down the rabbit hole. I've been down the rabbit hole.
The state's overreach, right? The state come down here and tells us you got to register all your dogs, but then they don't tell you or pay you to take care of that stuff. Oh, and if you got to maintain this, then you got to have a dog officer, and then you got to have this.
Right. And the more that's in there, the more you're responsible.
That's right. Exactly. It's unfunded mandates from the state. And so they have all these rules about cows and pigs and horses and all that stuff.
It can also go under the fish and game to maintain
that. That's where that goes.
And we're saying that just goes to fish and game.
Right. So we're already paying that. I mean, I can take the call, but it would just be forwarded to them. Yeah. I'm not going out and doing it.
Nope. If
So you can send this one to Jim, so we don't cost an arm and leg, maybe for lawyer fees. Maybe just looks over; it's gonna be minor adjustments. And when we next meeting, because
that new one is only minor adjustments. The only thing I changed to that new one from this was the wording.
So if we send this to Jim, he may just give us a green light on it. All we have to do is do whatever it is legally and post it.
I think all we have to do is
I think we just need to ask him the process. Is it valid?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even think he needs to read
it. I don't think so.
Well, that's good. It won't cost us as much as get right.
We paid a lot before.
Yeah, I know.
To get this all written.
We went through that whole process, meeting after meeting.
$644, because I just read that in minutes.
So what we'll do is.
So I'll compare the new one that I just made.
Yeah.
We'll compare it to this old one, word for word.
And just make sure we're good.
The only difference is it went back to dogs.
Right.
Yep. And we got rid of all the.
And took all the other stuff we didn't need to have that we don't have authority for anyway.
Right. And the fine piece.
Less authority, better.
We just did the fine and warning piece of it.
So then we'll warn it. We'll do whatever the process is.
Meeting and then start the
process. Off we'll go. Perfect.
We'll try not to get fired again.
Fire me. Fire me.
I didn't fire you.
Fire me now.
You're going to stay on.
So,
Ashley Stone, I'm not finished.
Your health officer update.
Yeah. No.
So we might as well move forward to seven.
Ashley Stone, she lives out by you, I believe, Clayton.
Yeah.
Her dog bit her child. Another child bitten.
Her own dog bit her own.
Yeah, but the child got into the child's face, so it bit the child's lip. It did require a stitch, and went to the ER, the child did, and then had to be put on antibiotics. But once again, not registered, no proof of rabies.
Is that the one in the trailer?
Mm-hmm. Is that where she
Yes.
Down below where David Brown used to live?
I guess. I didn't know her mom. I had to find out who she was, so I don't know her.
That's the one with all the cars.
Delacorte driveway right there, just before Rishi's driveway.
So they have
No, on 118.
Oh, 118.
So past Church Road, that trailer.
On the left-hand
side. On the left-hand side that has all the cars.
Yes. Because I couldn't get her to interview, so I even called and left a message at work. My God, she told me that.
So they have to quarantine the dog for X number of days.
Well, yes, at home.
That's fine.
But
as long as it's done.
She tried telling me that it was at, what did I say,
Rutland.
Rutland vet. I called. I did what I could. They had not seen the dog for many years. So I need to, I guess the next step would be giving her a warning.
She absolutely should get one of those.
Yeah, I have those. And then
that should give her a certain amount of days to provide proof of.
Well, she's over on her days because I'm only giving people next day.
Oh, whatever. So did you give her a warning? Did you give her a warning yet?
I don't know the rules.
So she's got to watch out for 10 days, right?
Yeah, and that's, that was, let's see, this happened on 28th.
Right. So. Have you given her a warning?
No, I haven't yet.
So when you give her the warning, then she has a certain amount of time to get it rabied and registered, right?
Right.
Or at least show us that she has an appointment.
I guess I don't even want that anymore because people like to lie. So I want them to prove it. Once they go and get the dog done, they need to come back and prove it to
them. That's what I mean.
Instead, because I can call. I can call today and make an appointment. I can go online and make an appointment for my animals. Oh, yeah, they got an appointment.
All right.
You're all good.
she's got an appointment.
So I'm not doing that anymore.
But she has to get a, come up here and register the tag and so on and so forth. So she has a certain number. So you can't get a rabies shot when you're on quarantine.
Right, no. Right, and I know that.
So she has to wait till I stop. But other than that,
sounds like 10 days is going to be up here at all.
Yeah.
10 days is up.
Sounds like you're on the right track.
So that's what I'm going to do with her. Just so you're aware, Tim, that if it needs to go to the next step, any of these things, you will have to do because I'm not.
Oh, I have to write the ticket.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
I don't care.
Like I would recommend going forward now that you have the forms, give those out right off the bat. If you have to go talk to somebody, give them one of those. It's just a written warning.
Yep.
But that's your paperwork saying this is your only written warning. The next one is fine.
If I can get people to.
Then you can write right on the.
Yeah.
Then you have discretion to write on there. You have this many days to provide proof. Right.
And I'm being mean.
It's fine.
It's not. If
I don't
care. If you give them a written warning, you give them 10 days to correct it. That's
well, for this one, it would have. It has to be.
Yeah. No.
The other issue, the other problem we have is we got another dog bite. It came in as Jessica Hunt's dog. So we were thinking it was out on Maple Lane, which I've already had some issues out there. It's a house that I have chosen not to go to without police escort.
Okay.
So I called the police officer, dispatch. They sent out a police officer. He was more than happy to come.
Good.
He went with me. We made contact out at the on Maple Lane, the Somersets.
Coleman lives out there.
South Pond.
First driveway on the left that goes all go out South Pond
Timmy
Road.
Brown's
first driveway.
I know where Timmy Brown lives.
Before you get to
Yeah, out there. Sorry. So I made contact with them, with the police officer. We got Mr. Somerset to come out. There was some discussion about the person that got bit was a homeless person. She went to Copley for her bite, looking for stuff to help with a little, I guess it was very superficial bite.
Yeah, but they're fishing, so that's fine.
Exactly. So they said they didn't know who she was, that she didn't live there, all that. And so I'd already had spoken to this group of people about all the dogs there at that house. There's a bunch of people that live there. We had 4 dogs that I knew of at the time. So now we have one of them registered. They came down that day and did it. 2 more are supposed to be done on the 16th. We'll see how that plays out. And the other one, Tori, wasn't there at the time. So in the meantime, all this is happening, the police officer, Officer Cody, said that he knew where Jessica was and asked if I was okay to go with him to Griggs Road.
I'm just going to show you what was left in our truck.
I said, yes, thank you. Okay, so I went with him to Griggs Road. We tried to make contact with her there.
Yeah, but they got a rabies certificate.
Right, we know. Yes,
I called her since then.
But okay. I'm not going back out there without him.
No, I understand.
Yeah, and he told me, he met me back down here, and he said not to ever go there alone.
No, don't blame him.
So he was very specific about that.
So he knows them.
Oh, he knew very well, and he called Cindy out on a few things, and Yeah, so how far do I push knowing what we have going on out there?
Right, because the dog's still not registered. We still don't have proof of rabies. We're having a hard time contacting this person.
Ticket. Well, then you got to give him a ticket, right?
Phone number that is. If you have to find her to give her the ticket. Right. She was not there when they went.
And then
she left that in her Dropbox.
And then when you call the number, she doesn't answer the phone. Someone else does.
Phone. The cop knows where she is.
He does. My thing is how.
She didn't come to the door for the cops.
No. And because she had.
She would have been picked up.
Oh. Well, why don't they just pick her? Oh, anyways.
They can't, because the only way he could get onto the property was through, because he was with me.
Oh, okay.
Because he can't just go out and say.
Connection. Oh, no. Yes, he can.
Well, not for without a valid reason. He can't. He's got to have a valid reason.
If they got a warrant.
Well, he didn't know that at the time. Oh. He called in. And then he found a bunch of cars also. I guess my fear, as I told the girls here, is that I don't want them coming after me because Cindy knows me. I mean, I had her kids at school and everything. I mean, how far do we push it?
Well, all we can do is just send the letter out and
work.
We'll
you know, if you can't find them, give them a ticket. Right?
Yeah,
you got to mail them. It to the last known address.
Yeah.
Right. All we need to do is mail a written warning to the address she gave.
Whatever she gave you, and you've done the best you can.
I don't
you got
have
a copy.
She didn't give me an address.
Or you can just drop it in their mailbox.
My biggest thing is we've been trying to say, try to be fair with everybody across the board.
Yeah.
You know, well, you're going to say, well, you didn't do it to this one. It's like tonight.
Yes.
How many people got a letter? You know what I'm saying?
We try to have people. I want one of these letters.
I can get you one.
Stick something in the road right away.
I own the freaking road, so I can't.
That's not fair. You have a private
road. Yeah. So, we try to be as fair as we can. But I think that expecting, this is my opinion and my personal opinion only for the record, not the town's opinion, mine. I don't think the town's got any business putting any employee of the town, which you are,
at risk.
At any kind of risk to give somebody a dog ticket. Right?
That's how, yeah.
I just don't think it's worth it. If you're...
I was very uncomfortable when
understood.
Thinking he was going to...
Well, I know. That's why I said we did our diligence. If you mail it to them, that's all that you. That's all we do with the other ones.
Yeah,
you can't find them, mail it to them.
And they're homeless.
Yeah.
So
we've done our diligence. That's all you've done.
You
have to move on. That's all.
We're trying to enforce. We're trying to enforce a state mandate.
Yeah.
We're doing the best we can.
Yeah.
We're civilians.
I mean, she
out here doing
come
this
down
work.
To pay. I mean, I don't think that
hallelujah.
She has enough understanding that you also have to. The rabies shot has to accompany that.
Yeah, you got to have that thing. So you know, she's.
Well, once you send
that
letter,
was
state, it'll state all this information on it, right?
Yeah.
And
I can type this out.
Whoever gets it or not, then
we're not
gonna. Knows it goes. But
so,
we'll have coffee here.
I mean, I don't. You guys.
I agree with you.
Agree with that to be a town. Opinion.
Yeah, it is.
Don't put yourself at risk for a damn dog, $25 dog bond.
Well, it's
yeah.
our
just
job as a board
it,
to
right?
not put the employees in that
yeah,
condition.
Exactly.
So I think you just mail a letter. If it goes to
do the best you can.
That's it.
You know, and law-abiding people will.
Well, I was very
take care of their
surprised that she did try to. She tried.
At least she tried.
You know, I have to hand that much to her at this point.
Yeah.
She did at least call back. When I called her stating that she needed a rabies certificate.
Did she say she would
and
get one?
And saying it was going to be faxed to us. We never received it.
Well, hopefully you get one at some point. But again,
so, I keep checking
you can only
email.
Do
that. And
you get two copies.
And I think
one
it's because they're going to check this. They don't want me to come back with a police
No, I don't need
that one. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're
okay.
done with that one.
Yep.
That's the
yeah, so anyways, don't.
So that's where we're at with them.
Do the best you can. That's all you can do. You're not a SWAT team.
No.
So,
that's what I thought.
We don't want to be involved in any of that.
Yeah.
You know, 50 years ago, we didn't have to worry about it, right? Now it's like sketchy. Some spots are sketchy.
It is. They're probably the ones that keep going to Uncle Harold's up there. Mm-hmm. He keeps fighting on that in his house.
Mm-hmm. On the lawn.
In the kitchen.
In the porch.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
Take out the air conditioner, go in, cook themselves, strip the clothes off, and
cook dinner.
Cook breakfast.
It's just
well, they
crazy.
At least cook for Harold, too.
No,
no,
they didn't.
They didn't.
No.
So anyway.
Ridiculous.
Back in the day, though, he would have shot and then...
I'm not saying nothing.
I am. I told him he
We're
should kill
recording.
Him for that.
Well, Faye, they had an issue up on East Hill last year, and the cop picked a woman up and took her and dropped her off up there. Does that make sense? Because she had no place to go.
See, yeah, and that's what it looks like. Both of these homes have multiple people living in them that are homeless.
Oh, I went to
this year is not nowhere near as bad.
No,
Grid Grove.
Traffic is less than it has been.
It will be because winter's coming.
Yeah.
So I went to a it was quite a while ago, but I went to a thing with, we got invited by the Phil Scott and his crew to go to Morrisville, and Roger Marcoux was there, and Stowe Police was there, and there was a bunch of police officers and state level police officers, and it was like this conference thing to talk about what our biggest problems were. And so I brought exactly what we're dealing with up here, you know, and you know, I said part of it's affordability. They don't have any money, but they don't have any money because they're all on drugs. You got to do something about the drugs coming up from out of state, so on and so forth. Anyways, we had a good discussion about that. The whole room, when it was over, I was speaking to a Morrisville deputy, and I don't know what his name was. That just, it's been a year and a half or something. So, but I was speaking to him. I do remember what we talked about. One of the things he said was, one of the biggest crimes that they see in Morrisville, while I was mentioning, I mentioned about the houses that we had issues with. Mm-hmm. He says, he told me after, he said, I know right where most of those houses are. I said, I bet you do. And he said, yeah. He says, one of our biggest crimes in Morrisville, somebody will steal a car. Before the owner knows it's gone, they've abandoned it somewhere in Morrisville again because they've driven to Eden to do their business, and then they drive back to Cornsville and abandon the car. He said it happens twice a week.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I asked this officer, I said, how can you deal with this on a daily?
So they can't. So the car, they don't even know these people are fast enough.
Yep.
So they don't even get the car reported stolen before they're done with it, and they've moved on. So that's what the cop told me. He's, and it's like...
And they do know.
We gotta
move on.
I mean, they know
who. Yeah. All right. It's an endless thing, and it makes me sick to think of this little town
that has this problem.
But it's a very big.
Yeah,
big,
a little town with a big problem.
But I'm gonna tell you right now. I know from just when I used to work at rescue that you'd be surprised who some of your biggest dealers are in this town.
I wouldn't be.
And it's not those houses. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be your upstanding citizens.
But a lot of the problem right now, Chittenden County got a big problem down there, and they're shipping them to Lamoille County.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with them.
No.
Go up there. You got free services. They'll help you.
Yeah.
United Way, Capstone, all these services are helping these people.
And I'm not against helping people.
I'm not either. But
the ones who want to get help, let's help them. But giving somebody a free hotel room to trash, that's not helping them. They got to be responsible. Accountability.
Right. Yeah. We need to have,
good luck
if they want
that.
Drug rehab, we need to have a place for them to go.
Yeah.
If they want that, because they are stuck.
But you can't just put them up
right.
and let them do whatever they want.
Right.
Different thing. Anyways.
These injection sites are not the answer.
Yeah, we won't be putting one of them up soon.
Yeah.
Could probably make the town of Eden some money.
No, we're already in too many businesses.
I think we got two. You just said we got two of them right here in town. They're injection sites.
There's three.
They're just not certified. That's all. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Keep after it.
Yes, we will.
Hey, I will be in touch tomorrow.
So do you want to go back to the beach thing?
Just well, go back and finish down through.
Yep. Beach update. So we're back to number five. Beach update. Set the lottery date. When do you want to do the beach lottery board?
I don't know, but this room is not very big, so the sooner the better weather. Maybe we'll be on.
Now just pick a date and make it so.
Do you want to do it before the next meeting?
I'd rather wait until the first weekend, or the first meeting in October.
Yeah. So you want to do October?
Yeah. Just like me, I think.
October 14th.
Huh? Got a lot going on before winter.
Well.
Not that. We need to
make... you're going to have to do the lottery and you're going to do the walkthrough.
That's going to have to be after 15th, though.
Yeah, the walkthrough can't
be... after the 15th?
It's got to be.
Walkthrough has to be.
Has to be after the
15th. After the water shut down.
Water and everything. So that's usually, we do that the last...
The last meeting.
Last meeting in October.
The lottery maybe before...
Yeah.
I guess you could do the walkthrough later. I just need to know... We're just going to say the 15th, the water shut off, we wait until then?
No, I think that, well, we decide here, we'll have to say, and decide a guest. If we're deciding they got it in here, then he'll have to go the 15th, which is a Wednesday. Unless we decide that they're not going to go.
We got a meeting. We got a meeting on the 14th.
Yeah.
So are we going to assume that they are staying until the 15th?
meeting's on the 14th.
Are you giving the okay
to that? Well, that's I'm finding out right now. Here. Susan,
yeah.
Try to go if it's a Friday or whatever.
But if the water shut off there, if everybody's out by the 14th, we could do the walkthrough by then. If everybody wants to move out by the 14th and they shut the water off by the 14th.
And he's got everything closed up.
And everything closed up, we can do it on the 14th.
But that gives Pam and what's her name not much time to get everything closed up and.
Well, they can close most of it up.
Yeah.
And clean most of it up.
Most of the campers are already moving out, they said.
They can be out by the end of the day on the 13th. You guys can do the 14th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the walkthrough?
Yeah.
For anyone?
Let's do the lottery the same night.
Or if they wanted. I mean, it wouldn't take long. We can have a special meeting, do the walkthrough.
Well, I was thinking if we could do the walkthrough and the lottery right at the beach all the same time.
Like we did last time. That's what we did last time.
Yeah,
that's
a weather. Well, I guess you'd go under a shelter.
I was going to say, we could go under a shelter.
We went under the shelter. Okay. Yep. Remember, we did it under the shelter.
So you just
want
to do that on a separate day and do them both together?
Both together. The 14th. Can we get there at 5? You got time enough that we can do?
As long as I know.
Well, it can't be the 14th if you're doing it separate because you have a meeting that night. So are you going to do them both of those things before your meeting here?
Yeah, 5 o'clock. So we did last time, right?
The lottery didn't take long.
No.
Know about the walks here sometimes. If you don't
make
it take long,
well.
That's right.
Okay. All right. That's what we'll do.
Let's squish it in there. Get her done.
So 14th, 5 p.m. lottery.
Yep.
And then walkthrough.
Yep. So you're going to notify everybody about the lottery and post it and all
and
that.
And we'll tell them they got to be out by the 13th.
Yeah. Yeah, we really want you to be moving your stuff that weekend.
Yeah, and that gives Pam.
There again, it's weather permitting. So if it starts raining, we want them to get out.
The weekend, by Sunday night.
Yeah.
Well,
I can tell them the
12th.
Yep.
Last year, everybody, the first October, I think everybody was out.
Cold.
Everybody's
nasty. Gone.
Yeah, and they probably
let's tell them that. Let's give them that Sunday night. Then that gives an extra day in case somebody sticks around. And they'll be out of there, so you shut the water off.
So that's those two things.
So then if I schedule them on the 12th, I'll see if John can do the 13th or the 14th.
Right, and water. And then
if he does it on the 14th, then that way when we go up, the water will be all shut down.
That's what I'm saying. He's got to have it off before then. So
beautiful.
So
there we go.
10,
is there any other 14, beach crap?
25.
The only thing I wanted to clarify, I had a conversation with Pam yesterday about their presence right now. I did find in the old minutes, because I know I've asked this a couple of times, we don't have to collect money after Labor Day. We don't want to turn anybody away. They're swimming at their own risk because there's no lifeguard.
Correct.
And I told them that they don't need to be there 24 hours a day. They need to still maintain the place and take care of the campers and any shelter rentals.
It just makes those signs are up.
Accurate.
Plenty of signs saying yes, right? There's
yeah,
no lifeguard
right.
on duty.
Do you feel like they need to sleep there every night?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean,
if
the campers are there.
Yes. I told her if there's daily campers especially, that they need to be present.
Yeah.
But if it's
seasonals. If it's seasonals, probably not.
The seasonals a bit coming and going, they'll be on there, they'll be fine. But the others in there, she needs to be
right.
there.
And then
anybody,
they get a contact number.
Yep.
They have a sign on the door.
Yep.
One other question, something she brought up, is apparently the bus is dropping off like 11-year-olds or something. At the
11
beach.
And younger, it sounds like.
Like just kids with no supervision, which 11 is cut off, I guess.
Apparently that's DCF.
Would it be inappropriate for us to ask the school not to drop kids directly off there?
Well, yeah, because we're not a daycare.
Them there?
Yeah.
I don't know. The kids must be getting a note to go to the beach. I have no idea.
Well, I didn't know if their parents are camping there.
No, they're not seasonal kids. They're not campers.
There's only
just
one.
Kids.
There's only one, and they haven't been coming.
They're
well,
not from Eden, I don't think she said, right?
The thing.
Dad lives in Eden.
The thing is, in order for the parents must be writing a letter, no, allowing them to get up there. Because they're not supposed to just drop them off at anybody's house.
They're
supposed to be dropping at their own home.
Right, so
she's had some conversations with some of the parents because the problem is that she's having to babysit. They're acting up. They're doing things. I don't think you can tell them they can't go there, but I don't
you
see
can,
why we can't.
But
say
if they're acting,
well,
up,
if they're acting up, you can.
They
if
can tell them that they got to have parental guide. There, somebody has to be there. They're not their guardian and everything. You have to have a guardian.
11 and under, according to our rules, need supervision.
Yes. So, but if they're 11
yes,
and older,
they're acting up,
and you're having to babysit them, boot them.
It's not a babysitting service.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I
just thought it would make it easier if we just said, hey, school, please don't drop kids off here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that you can, if the parent says, tell the bus to drop a kid off in the middle of the road somewhere, that's...
So
I disagree with the where the kid, they're dropping kids off, like, Lemoyne Union, they
crazy.
Drop them off at the end of the road. With people, the way people are today,
make them walk.
Making them walk a mile.
Yeah.
Some of these kids are, if they're up Lemoyne, they can be 11, 12 years old, 12 years mm-hmm. old for 7th grade,
yep.
and they're walking a mile.
Right, side the road.
Side the road.
They must be having less tax bill than I did. I looked at my thing in there. I see in there that school's quite a little problem. They're getting plenty of money from this guy right here. I can tell you that for that school. How about you?
Mine went up.
Yeah.
Two-thirds.
Yeah, all right.
Two-thirds of your tax, over two-thirds.
So they can't afford to run the bus. Where's all my money going?
How much does yours go up?
Administration.
I don't remember. And then I looked at it and I put it down and in white pays it. I just get work.
I thought the tax rate stayed pretty flat.
It did.
It did for locals.
Are I'm a local.
Do you file a homestead?
I did not.
That's why. Because you
file a homestead.
I don't like the state.
They still know you're there, Sam.
I know.
I'm going to say, I guarantee you it's because you didn't
like
yeah, that's why.
You just gave them some.
That's why. Guaranteed.
Well, I'll check for you.
Anyway, I just shouldn't have brought that up. But
Because the kids have to behave. Because if they're not behaving.
Individually as the problem solved, they can't come back.
Yeah.
Correct.
I will tell you why after.
Okay, I was going to say.
And if it, they have, why. If the parents have any issues with it, they can come to our next meeting and we'll discuss it then. It's not a babysitting service up there.
That's right. If they're acting up, boom.
Well, and I think that's a lot of, like right now, they're there after dark. She's had to tell the parents they're closed at dark. And they're having to stay there to watch these kids and make sure they behave.
No, they're not.
That's what I said. It's
boot
not
them. Tell them get out. Get out the property.
Well, we don't want some kid. Now we need to figure out the system. I don't want some throwing them, some little kid down after this hours when they're.
Yeah.
I don't want them. Yeah,
well,
I don't want that.
But I think if she just simply tells them for one, we're not.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying. I just don't want somebody saying you got to go somewhere and it's dark out. Some little kid. I'm 11 years old. I ain't very old to try to.
I don't think she sent them away. Yeah. I think she's contacted their parents. Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. I just want to make sure I'm clear on how I feel about that.
Yeah.
That's
I don't think she would do that.
No, it's a parent's responsibility that we're not running the daycare up there.
Right.
If that's the case, let the school run the daycare down there.
Yeah. All right. So, that's the other.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
Sign the order. Anything we can do while we're doing that? Probably not. I give you two.
You need to talk about the highway department.
The what?
You talk about the highway while you're signing
this. The what?
Highway.
You said, is there anything we can do while we're signing?
We already did that.
No, there's two. We don't know if he has any updates, and then you got to do the driveway permit.
Or you can do the minutes.
Whatever. We're not doing
them. I'm fine with the minutes. Were you?
Yeah, I did. I read them all.
Yeah.
I don't want to know where yours went, because I know I put it in that package.
Well.
Was that a motion, Ricky?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Apparently the ayes have it. Minutes have been approved.
How much longer is the greeter program going to go?
They're cutting back their hours, but I think it's mid-October.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Christmas.
Oops. When I was up there meeting with Peter Danforth, I haven't been back up. But I went up with him on the trees. They were going to plant a few of them down along.
Yeah.
Just a few of them.
Up on top of the burner mare.
On top. I told them right on the edge. That way there, they're not going out. Because like I explained to him, these little trees, it's alongside the road.
Yeah.
These little trees grow up to be big trees.
Big old
and then you got the limbs and stuff you got to deal with.
My biggest
concern is, there's nice little maple trees run along in that ditch.
Already
about that size.
That nature, they'll grow like hell in that open in that water right there. What do you say about that?
I guess they were just on the. And then he's thinking of wanting to plant some next year, but I said the flood board will have to take a look at it. Down where the day use area is and where that little triangle between the day use area and the tent site there.
Yeah.
They were talking of planting a tree or something or some bushes in there.
I thought it was bushes that they did.
So you should probably, in your walkthrough, scope out what they did plant because I know that Pam had to plant a couple of trees that they didn't get to and they had her plant them.
Okay.
Because they didn't come back.
They just left them there.
And they asked her to do it. So just to make sure they're in the right place. In case
wanted them as close to there because they wanted to move them out halfway between the road and the ditch. But those trees just grow grow out.
Depends on the plant, right?
Well, that my whole thing about it, we had quite a rickaround over there, and they cut all the shrubs down there because they didn't want anything, and they went through and cut all that, thinned that all out down through that side. And I thought he was talking about over on the other ditch line. He was over there talking where the thing was, but they ended up...
Where that stone line ditch is down through, but right behind the... Or just above the shelter.
Shelter, yeah. But I thought when he was talking, he was still talking over on the other side, you know, where we moved the culvert and the block back so we could put the...
If he's interested, he'll need us for a walk.
Ethics.
Get my ethics in here. Can I ask, real quick, go back to the beach because I forgot a couple things that I needed to mention.
It's against Robert's rules of order, but we'll do it.
No. So... For the shed, I know she showed you the watershed.
Yeah, the roof isn't leaking. I think the rot was in there from before. It's on top of the 2x4. Before it had a shingled roof on it. Oh, and there's steel on it now. Fire is structural. If it's collapsing or something like that, it's not going to collapse.
Okay, good.
I don't know if she was worried about that part of it.
Do you want her to just replace some boards?
She said she was going to replace the trim board. She wanted to replace the trim board. Like I told her, if we're thinking that we're going to replace that building, I wouldn't spend a lot of time on it.
I'll spend a lot of time.
It's going to hold up through the winter. That's all that matters. We'll try to get somebody in the
spring. I feel it's going to.
We'll do something in the spring.
My next question is, do you want me to contact Jason Tuthill now, or do we want to talk to the plumber? Because she was talking about
possibly needing different pressure tanks and stuff, and what the
shape and size would be.
Do we want to figure that out before we ask?
Your plumbers are going to have to decide. I don't feel. I mean, they've been like this for as long as the tanks are good.
Yeah, there's no reason to change them.
They've been running efficiently. I can't believe it. People were down on the water pressure or anything.
I haven't talked to him about it myself. I think that is something maybe Erica talked to him the end of last year about. So I can just ask him.
I
wouldn't change if it's everything's working properly. Why change out a couple tanks? Sure,
it's just like that hot water tank. That rust was in the shell, not the tank itself. It was in the casing.
Do you want me to contact Jason and see if he's interested in doing that?
Let's wait until we'll
do our walkthrough.
Okay. Yeah, let the plumber look at him and tell us when he goes in here. He shuts it down. When you talk to him, just say we have a couple. There's some concerns about the tanks, and can you look at them and see what your thoughts are?
Assume anything. I was assuming he said he was concerned about it, and that's how it came about. Because I didn't ask him to look at anything.
Well, okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Erica did last year. I don't really know. So. Let's wait till he comes and I'll ask him.
I mean, if we're gonna change the tanks and we're gonna upgrade the building, then like I told her, you still need the door big enough so that
you can
change. If that tank goes to hell, you don't want to tear the building down to change it.
Well, my question also is, if it comes to the point that you're redoing the building, would it be beneficial to look at restructuring it so that the well is on the outside?
Wouldn't be a bad idea, because right now you got to take the building down if you got to set over.
You got to set over right now.
Right, so if you're already going to redo the building, you probably should have a different design. It would be my fault.
The only thing is you got to tie that storage tank in with everything so that everything drains.
Well, I wonder if you could just...
How many orders were there total?
Four? Separate where your tanks are and have that out a little bit. And even if it was covered, so but some way to
pop
it open.
He's on the last one.
Actually, your building could be above that.
Up on the hill.
Above the storage tank. You don't have to be down there.
Nope. And then
it could be above because your water, because when you turn it on, all you do is bury your water line underneath.
But then when you turn stuff off, it just... All drains right out, empty. Just put a valve down by the well.
Yep.
You know, won't drain through the foot, but you have to have a valve there.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Well, it's underground now, so don't
matter. And then forget I said that. Is, do you normally take out the docks?
I don't think they're going to be able to get the docks out.
Yeah.
I don't think they have anything to do it with.
Yeah.
They pull them out here.
Hold it over.
Take well, we were just thinking from this point on, whenever you guys have a little bit of time, just go yank them out. I mean, do you really need them?
I don't know. Because as long as the concern's been is because people leave their boats there.
I don't think there's any boats there.
They got some pontoon boats. They leave them there until after foliage because they like to ride around the lake.
And these are campers? Is that what it is? Yeah.
So anybody's docked there, we can't really do anything until after they're done.
It's just a morning.
We just run up. We can go up like the first week, like the first October, and pull them out then. Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
They'll be gone. Probably more people by then.
They will if you move the date up.
Do you want us to remind you closer to the time? Are you
all done? So the orders have been signed, guys.
Here's the other one, Tim.
Oh, thank you. And you were able. So just for the record, I'll ask you. I just look for these numbers, not touch. Go crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then I kind of skip them. But as long as these numbers don't go completely south on you.
Yeah.
I go through and kind of look at at the name, and then I look at some of the time cards just to
make sure there ain't no.
I'm not gonna.
No.
These two guys, girls are looking them over, and if they see any discrepancies, like if they saw one on my time card, I hope they mention it to me. You know. Yeah.
Something simple, we fix it. Otherwise,
yeah.
So we've already addressed the bids for paving on North Road. We're gonna relook at that at our next meeting, and it looks like, but because of current workload or whatever.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's gonna work out a lot.
It'll work out all right.
It may end up being talking to you. That gives that may be a better time to do it.
And then you won't be fighting the weather.
Before winter, and plus you have time to get it back down and stuff.
And you got. Your other is, I know some of it. You got all the culverts done on Lakeville. Nice.
Yeah, they were done. That right. Good. Added gravel and graded it. I chlorided it today.
Oh, did you?
And so that's done. The only thing we got to do is seed it, mulch it. Warren came and see me the other day. Monique's got a barn full of hay. So if you guys don't mind, I contacted her and she wants to sell that mulch hay.
Yeah.
And
well, it's close by.
Might as well get it from her.
She wants to get her barn cleaned out, so
yeah.
I figured
might as well.
Yeah. So we got a seed mulch hat. We're gonna do that tomorrow. But,
you're still gonna do that tomorrow.
It probably would be done, the seed and mulching, because we're gonna do it in the morning.
Yeah.
Ryan, I got him grading. I didn't really want to grade too much, so dry.
Yeah.
It's not staying good, but. They're starting to pot oil a little bit.
Yeah.
And so now I want to go back and address that pin on the right here. That culvert, I didn't change the culvert. That culvert was changed prior to me going in there. We were having problems on the end of the culverts. They were all cracked and everything. We went down, we cut the culverts off, squared up the ends, and if you want to take a look at them, even the picture show, I mean, we basically just dug those in. If I put stone in there, they would have been riprap.
Big stuff.
It would have been like the ledge. Those are brown stones. That's gravel.
That's the stuff that comes from the brook. But anyways, the whole thing about that, I think if that pin was there, probably, what's his name there?
Red.
It could be that.
It blew right through it, or just washed out, maybe.
I mean, if
who knows?
Who would have put the pin right in the middle of a brook? You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't.
But the thing is, if it got hit, it got hit.
Yeah.
There's nothing to say, those kids are down there, nothing to say one of them didn't pull it out.
Yeah.
But I didn't see any pin when we changed that.
No, and I know you and I have talked about that more than once.
And same way you did before, they were down on the other site, they were saying how we removed the pin. Well, we had Dave Peetman do all the surveying and
that's
the layout.
That's what I thought the pin was for.
So yeah, that's why we all were thinking it together.
I mean, they've been after me about that pin down there. I mean, we didn't remove any pin.
Yeah, so he didn't say anything about
is
that.
This yeah. Pete? Is this Peetman?
Dave, yeah.
Yeah,
he got shot.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
That's right.
To clarify that, as far as me digging it out, going up there 16 feet beyond or whatever, I'm trying to stay within.
Yeah.
But my understanding is, like up to the Boy Scouts, we go way off out of our right of way. We have a right to maintain the flow of that culvert.
Up the brook, up and down the brook.
Up and down the brook. And we contact, if there's, we contact the landowners, and I've done it several times at the Boy Scouts, and it's an ongoing thing because where the water comes down out of the woods, it brings that gravel, and it deposits it out there, and it builds it up. And then when it rains hard, it spreads it out on the lawn. So when it starts going on the lawn, we go out and clean it out.
I'm surprised that the state will let you do that anymore.
Call Chris Burnell. You have to
get a permit?
Call Chris Burnell, and he usually writes me a permit. I've sent permits.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to do things the right way.
No.
And when we're deberming and stuff, I don't know where all these property pins are, you know, but as far as I know, we haven't hit any. Usually if you hit one, you'll hit it, and you'll pull up a grade rod, and there'll be a little... a rebar, and then you'll see a little thing on it. A little
orange cap or something.
Yeah.
Because it ain't like you're taking big giant spools. You're just puffing the top off.
Well, when you're going along digging, if you don't know where the property pin is.
Well, and it should be. So just for the record, to go on record, I know this much about it. The property pin should be on the corner of the property line where it intersects the right of way. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be in here. It shouldn't be inside that right of way.
It's supposed to be back to the edge of the right of way.
It's supposed to be at the edge of the right of way, the pin. So, worst comes to worst, what we'll have to do is get Peatman's records and whatever records, and you get in there and have somebody put a pin where it goes. We'll have
a meeting with all three of us down there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But we'll have somebody do it that's a not interested party.
Yeah.
Hired.
Well, if you're going to have them survey the right of way, I don't see why you can give them that map. It's a recorded map and ask them to place the pin.
Matt, he's been doing our work.
Yeah. Might as well have him do it.
Unless we're going to follow our ethic thing. you got to get three prices. You know what I'm saying? This is where this is all going.
Yeah, but you got to, technically, if it's less than a certain amount of money, then you don't have to do that. So I think Matt's bill will be less than that. Right. So
I think I did read in the minutes that it's up to $5,000 for repeat people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think we're fine.
To contact Matt tomorrow.
Yeah, we're gonna need a bid so we can understand.
I have a question about that.
If he comes in with a huge bid, then we'll have to get two more. That's just how it works.
If he doesn't want right of way markers placed, how does he want you to identify the right of way?
I think I want to, before we get him cornered, I want to know about this in here. Yeah, he brings up a point that I assume Matt was telling me, because we're going up there right next
to
the sheds and putting them into here. So before we go placing a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to end up having to go back and do for me, I need to know where they're going to go on here. So is that go at the 24 feet 9 inches into there? Is that where that's going to go, the pin? Because that is the right of way of what it is into there?
I would think so, but now I need to figure out if the property owner's saying no, that you can't place that. I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's saying that he can't bring it over on my property. You may own that right of way, but you
would have. Yeah,
that may be a question we got to ask them.
So, when this picture was taken, it's black and white.
No, that's the one. That's just because it printed, yeah.
No, I took
it. No, that's the one you took last fall?
Yeah, because...
He took his pictures back with him.
Okay.
That he had.
He left a couple, but see that, where that sits?
Yeah.
And it's broken, right? Because I laid the broken piece right there.
Yeah.
And I put it there on purpose, because I said if they're going out of their way, no disrespect, but if somebody's going out of their way to hit that thing, then they're going to have to go out of their way to hit it.
Yeah.
And I told you about this already. Yep. Right by, this plow ridge is exactly in the same place as it was the day before. Exactly. Within inches. I mean, I'm surprised you hit it that close, to be honest with you. Because I moved that out there and set it up. And then the next time I went over, that was gone. And it wasn't knocked over.
I have pictures of the snowbank being nice and straight, and that mailbox sitting out in the roadway.
Yeah, creeping.
And I'm not gonna stick up for Ryan, but
he does a good
job. He went through, and I told him. He asked me about it, and I said, "Hold your line."
Right there. And he did.
What else? And then what else can I say other than hold your line? Don't go out of your way to hit it. But if he pushes it in the road. For one, the mailbox is supposed to be over here, not here. Nobody's living there. They're not receiving any mail, so it doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
He's putting it there to create issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm the troublemaker, so.
Well, this is one I took, because that's my car way down there. I took this picture to kind of show the line where he's digging, and he does lean a little right where my car is. See it?
He leans. I can tell you, there's spots he's that far out in the road. He reached right up there, and he scraped the gravel right out. You drive your vehicle down through there, and the car does this. Drive right to the edge of the road, and it goes just like that. I don't know. That's my opinion of it. Yeah. I feel he's taking gravel out of the road.
Yeah, so this is the picture I took
of
where he were. And I was just going by whether gravel was piled up by the cars going by. But this has been in here a week or more.
Yeah. But if you go down, you'll go down here, and you see where that is, and then you go up here, and you measure from the center line over there, and you draw a straight line, and it fixes everything.
That's right. That's what we got to do. So we'll do that.
You go your 12 and a half feet from the center line, 12 and a half feet, and then go down here, 12 and a half feet, drive a stake, and put a line down through there. Takes care of all the issues.
All right.
Well, I haven't graded that yet.
No.
But when he grades there, I'm not pulling out for that.
No, it shouldn't have to.
I'm not going to.
You'll fill that back in a little bit.
But, like I said, I'm
when he does that all that crown in there, you don't think I just think it's going to wash that all right out. It's in there. Is it going to rot?
It should naturally run off.
It should be even, right? Same thing except you do. Same thing he does up on it.
The torrential downpour we had in my driveway. Water's running down there like a river down that driveway of mine.
Yeah. But this will act. Hopefully, it will act just like a corner on my driveway. Right now, all kind of. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with deberming that. No. Not one bit. He is doing us a favor.
Yeah. But just make sure you're deberming.
And not a lot of.
Not crabbing.
And. The thing about saying we're widening the roads, well, he showed pictures from years ago. I can take you pictures of up by my house where it was
two-track
that wide with a grass strip right about that wide right in the middle, and that was all it was up through there. There was a gate back towards my first place.
Yeah.
I mean, times have changed. That road it went up through by Nancy Rooney's.
Oh, yeah.
That was just a narrow road up through there in 1986, I think it was, when Nancy built her house up there.
Now it's a road.
And my father didn't want to, the first winter, he plowed in from the other side. He had to go all the way down through by your place. Plow in, and then he got hung up down there at Delacorte Drive. Yeah. The next summer, he went up through there, and he widened that road.
All the way through. Yeah. What's the name of that road? Crooks Road.
Crooks Road.
Yeah, yeah.
And the issue that I got into this winter, and they were saying how I was widening the roads and I was getting screamed at down there. I said, after they get done, I said, look down that road right there. I said, see them two rows of fence posts down through there? I said, Dad put those in when he was in here, way back when Nancy's house was done. Those fence posts haven't moved, so we're not widening. There's still grass strips between the fence pole.
Sure.
And no, Tina doesn't take her fence down, but if I break one, they fix it. Yeah. They don't complain. They know what's in the right of way. They're bound to get broken.
Real takes his down in the winter.
Yeah. So
I stopped up that. Up to that Boy Scout and look at that thing in there. That there's still plenty of that. I wondered if it filled in when we were up in there.
Yeah.
I see it still looks like
still this. Got a good hole.
It looks like I couldn't get around to see it. I assume there's a screen in the end or something.
There's a
baffle
end. There's a flapper on the end of it.
Okay.
So if they back flush,
yeah,
that will open up and push the dirt out. And then when they suck it,
But anyway, it looked like
Mikeville doing
the hole was still big, and it looked like there was probably that much at water. So I just was curious because I drove by and I said, you know, I'm gonna stop and take a look at that. So I didn't know if you'd stop and look at it. Or,
I've already been up and looked at it. Today. There's still some dirt built up, but it is washing out.
Yeah.
It's kind of keeping it clean. I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen it.
Well, it is right now. We'll see.
See what it looks like.
Well, see in the high water. But I just said, I was just curious in here. We've had some real, when we've had them downpours, it's been some wicked downpours.
Yeah, I think they were flushing the hydrant on Lakeville the other night.
Yeah. Okay.
So they blew that all out.
Yeah.
That kind of looks the same. When they blow backwards through it, it opens it right up.
Yeah. And as far as the other stuff, do you want me to continue doing the work the way I'm doing it, or do you want to contract this stuff out?
What do you mean by that?
Well, the conflict of interest he was mentioning, so I've always come here and told you guys what we were doing. We've gotten prices from other contractors and stuff. I thought we were doing what we were supposed to do.
Nobody can, well, I'll say this for the record. Nobody can audit the books here and say that you're overcharging for what you do.
Well, I just
I'll say that for the record. He's probably the cheapest contractor, and I don't mean cheap.
Well, do you want
to, you know what I mean.
Are we talking equipment rental rates?
I can pull out Pete's rental right now.
No, you don't have I know what it is.
We've already done our due diligence every spring of getting...
What's the rental prices and all that stuff.
I was going to say, and I have record of it right there
and
in the box.
And if there's no, you know, I don't feel that there's any breach, any kind of ethics, unless you're charging way more than everybody else, and you're not.
I mean,
so
if,
done.
If
right?
we use a piece of equipment an hour, you get charged an hour. If we use it 6 hours, you get
more
one.
Rather than 8 hours.
It, is no 8 hour minimum or 1 hour minimum?
Right, right.
Or,
so it's very fair, and I haven't had any, personally, I haven't had any issues with any of it. We look at the orders all the time.
Yep.
We know what we're paying, and we know what we're getting for what we know what we're getting for what we're spending, and we know the work is done.
Yep.
So there, I paid you a compliment. How's
but,
that?
But it was brought up, so
yep,
I'm
no,
just following it. So it's in the minutes that we're going through everything. If you guys want to make changes, now's the time to do it.
Well, we'd already voted, and we already, at this point right now, we already had gone through this and said we were fine and had to do it.
And
so,
I still think we're still fine.
That doesn't mean nothing until next spring when they go through it again. We're just at the end.
Do it again.
And figure it out.
I'll be you.
The thing is,
this
is the way small towns have been done doing it for many, many years. Even when my father was in here.
Bob Jones.
When Bob Jones was in here. Walt Tobin, you know, it's the way it's been done for years.
Well, Hayden Dusso, I mean, you want to talk about years, Hayden Dusso lived down there next to us.
Yeah.
He owned all the town equipment. Town didn't own nothing.
Well.
He did everything with his own shit.
When Bob was in here, the only thing the town owned was a grader and loader.
And a loader. He had the trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it's not... Understanding that the world is changing, and, you know, maybe we're getting too old for it. I don't know. But that's
if you have questions on it, if you're looking at things, if you're questioning things, maybe I can give you the answers. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
I'm questioning why we're discussing this long. Let's move on.
Good man, right there. Additions and deletions have been ratified because there wasn't any.
No.
Yeah, I had one. They said.
Driveway permit.
I'm sorry. We got to do the driveway permit under other.
So Brandon Sheldrick.
Brandon Sheldrick.
You want to give him the leads on it?
Well, we try to figure a short version. So Brandon's building a house.
Yep, I'm aware.
And the driveway.
Where's he putting the house down by the sugar house now?
So there's a driveway closer to White Road that he uses that kind of goes
up. Yeah, it goes up the hill where the gravel, whatever he went in.
That driveway
was
never given a final approval.
Right.
So he's been having issues with the whole process of getting his loan set for his house and that, and questioning the 911 number. Mm. And really, I think their issues don't have anything to do with the driveway permit, but it's been brought up. And he wants to use that driveway for the house.
And what about the one down the other end?
Apparently that doesn't really connect in the back, from my understanding.
That's
a
gravel pit.
So it doesn't actually.
He's talking about the gravel pit.
So
yes, and that's the one that has. That's the one that is grandfathered in.
So what? I'll give you a little background. George Sheldrick was sitting on the board. I think it's Jubal.
Yes.
Me, Jubal, and George were sitting on the board. He had 1 year to get. At that time, he was.
Something about it.
Well, he was going in and he was using it as a driveway, and he wanted a driveway there to fill out a permit. At that time, you could have two driveways, three driveways. George owned the lane. I don't know who owns it now.
Brandon.
Also, changed owners, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, he didn't get it done. We were going over driveway permits. He didn't get it done. George made a comment. Well, my contractor ain't got it done. If he wants to get it done, if he wants a driveway there, he'll have to reapply, and nobody ever did. So we never final approval.
Finalized, right.
I don't know what was on that permit for details that he needed to do. Was there a culvert?
We didn't find the actual permit.
I couldn't find the actual
We just
permit.
Found it in minutes and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I can tell you that Brandon told me, and he kept referring to the guy from the state, so I'm not really sure who, but Brandon had a conversation years ago with somebody, and they had said something about a culvert. But he said there's no ditch there to put a culvert, so that's why he
it's
never did
It's pretty steep
anything.
There, isn't it? That was the issue why I never got approved.
Because
is,
you don't have, I remember,
don't
I'm
have
learning
your class
this,
file.
I yes, your
profile.
Yeah.
It's not built to the profile on the permit. And
well, this permit don't go to that road anyways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
971 Knowles Flat, that's not anywhere near what we're talking about.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. That is actually the 911 address for that location.
For a driveway that ends on Hoyt Road.
No, it's not on White
he
Road.
He lives on White Road.
700 feet from this intersection. Let me measure this out.
So, what? There again.
I don't know what driveway.
This is
about.
What happened.
You're talking about the steep one in the woods.
It's kind of in the middle of the woods. If you aren't looking, it's kind of, if you come around the White Road, if you're coming down and going back toward the school, right? You come out of there. And you get around the corner and you go about here to the other thing in there. It's just a little narrow. It's not very good. You miss it. You don't see it.
Ooh. With the gate.
Yeah. It goes, yeah.
Okay.
No, not the one with the gate.
No,
next one up.
It's between
one
there
the
and White Road.
Yeah, the one with the gate is where the entrance actually used to be.
The gravel pit.
The gravel
That's
pit.
The gravel
pit. That's where they used
to be. So about this upside, if you don't look, you won't notice it because there's trees everywhere.
Yeah,
there.
I was going to say,
it
doesn't stand out.
It goes off the road and goes right straight up. There is no flat spot on there.
Yeah,
no.
So you'd have to do a little work here.
We allowed them, when we paved that, we put the shoulder on, we sloped it right off what the shoulder was supposed to be. When he drives in with his trailer,
drags.
His trailer was dragging because the wheels dropped down in there. So he filled it in. But we're having the same problem on all these other ones. And you go in, they build them to the profile. As soon as you approve them, they come in there and they fill the ditch right in and the water comes right down there.
So this is a new application for a permit.
Correct.
For a road that's been there for, it's the road that you drive out to get to a sugar house. Right?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm caught up. I thought we were coming off White Road down over that bank.
No.
So,
I'll say this. As far as I'm concerned, it's not the right way of doing it, but Candy issued him a 911 address for that location, so I don't feel we should deny him that access now, because back then, there's two sides of it.
Now he's applying for it, though. Yeah.
He didn't follow the procedure, and the permit was voided.
Expired. Yeah.
Expired, whatever you want to call it.
But, you know.
So that's up to you guys. How
but
you
he's been using it for how many years?
Well, it's just been kind of a path to me. It doesn't look like it's much of a thing. It's not.
He's been using it for the sugar house, I think.
Right, just
sugar house since 2015.
So it's been a
the
number.
Sugar house been there
no,
long?
I think
no.
It was after that. 16 was when they applied for the permit.
Yeah,
16.
I think maybe 18.
Yeah, I was going to say, the sugar house ain't been there.
No, that
was 5-6 years.
Yeah. So anyway, you look at it. Because
he was selling his sap
at first.
He's been using it for years.
Yeah.
Anyway, you look at it, right? It's like, you could almost say that even though he fell through the hole back then, it's kind of grandfathered back. Cause he's been using it so long, we haven't told him he couldn't. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not telling people if they put a driveway in, I don't want to argue with people. We try to.
I got to get a driveway permit, by the way. You reminded me.
So, you know, it's that's why the letters go out.
Yeah.
Is if we see something that's not proper, like that one that you were talking about on White Road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a culvert there.
Mm-hmm.
So by rights, we should send them a letter. That's an existing driveway, but it looks like they filled a culvert over.
Oh, there was one there before.
Had there been one in there years ago? You know where Lloyd Kenny used to live?
Oh yeah. Down the bottom of the hill.
Right across from Phil Morn's.
Right across
from
Phil's.
Yeah, right? The bottom, yeah.
That where that old trailer used to be out in there?
Oh, yeah. Must have
filled it in because it wasn't flat before.
No, it used to drop.
It was a ditch of some sort,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The cows were over there?
Yeah. So they filled that all in. Because
they've cleared it all off that plate of the house.
Yeah, and then now they get a little
tiny house
in there.
Right, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any way for him to get that, to get it leveled up so you get in there? No, that because that berm and that hill would be
quite
a lot.
Well, if he's from process, it's going to say to town specs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And we've worked with people before.
Well, don't have to necessarily say that. I can confirm that it's grandfathered in without you filling that out.
Well, you could, but I don't know that it is. I don't know if it is or not.
I told him
he's that... He's just looking for it for the bank. To appease whoever's doing his title search and his bank stuff. I'm positive.
I told him, I said, if you're going to do it, I said, if, because they gave him his 911 for there and everything else, in order for me to final approve it, I would say, you got to build it to the specs, okay? Maybe not go that 12 feet, but go half of that distance, 6 feet, but it's got to drop 5 inches. It's got to pitch away from the road. So that the water from the driveway comes down, which he goes, well, it's all gravel. Water doesn't run here, which is fine in the middle of the summer. But in the wintertime, when you got snowbanks and it rains, the water will run down out into the town road. And then I can take you over to Craftsbury and show you a couple spots where the water comes right down, runs out on the road, and where it runs back off, it washes the shoulder right out.
Mm-hmm. Right. So
we just want it. We try to be consistent.
That's what I'm saying. We've really been on to some of them. They finally, you know, after everybody's diligent, we finally have gotten pretty much there. I think he needs to try. Because even though, if this was grandfathered into there, or you guys had signed something before, but you can't find that, is it much for him he's got an excavator?
No, and he'd work with you, I'm sure.
He said he should have took some of that out of there.
Yeah, so anyways, I think...
I'm comfortable with it. If he can break... we can try to get it and try to make this so it slopes back.
Yeah.
We don't create a water problem. Because this is going to be his driveway. This is just a sugar house anymore. This is going to be something that they're going to be in and out all the time. So that's my thing.
I got no problem with it as long as we, you know, follow up. And I don't think Brandon will have any problem, you know, cuffing that back a little bit and fixing it up. I don't think he would.
Well, what we can do is see if he can apply for it. So I'll make a motion to...
Your preliminary.
To go ahead and give Brandon Sheldrick access to build it to town specs.
Yep.
And then right here, this is number two. We don't, and when he gets it all done, we'll do the final.
Right.
So then they can, you can get the.
And then we're not holding him up on anything. They'll get his
specs. Well, does he need this permit for the bank?
I think that should be enough. I would think that's enough. I mean.
Yeah.
You're approving that he can put a driveway in.
Yeah, and some of them, it's a year before we get back
there. Right.
Anyway.
Did anyone second that?
So I say build or modify the town center. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know why they even care about a driveway. I mean, people have land all over the place with no driveway. What's the big deal about a driveway?
You'd be surprised what they're asking.
I
went to the bank the other day to dry out some cash, and they wanted to know what it was for.
You're trying to take out too much?
Apparently. I told him. I said, who's asking, you or the bank? He said, well, we have to ask the question. I said, well, you can tell whoever's asking the question. It's none of their business.
Maybe
you
were concerned that you were getting scammed because of your age.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm finding out by filling out applications for different companies that they want to buy product from you. They want your social security number and everything else. Mm-hmm. And
crazy.
We told them, we're not giving you that. Well, it's just a boilerplate thing. You
know,
you gave them my personal information.
That's right.
Either I can buy the product from you or you can't.
Yeah.
Or you can get the...
Yeah, go ahead and get it.
Yeah.
You know,
your choice, right?
Yeah. Well, but that's what they're... They got a boilerplate application for credit.
Yeah.
And that's what happens is they slip little thing in there, and you go, okay, and you're filling out, and you go, okay, and then you go, oh, gosh, I never put that on there.
Well, that's with all the scam going in, they get, if somebody gets your Social Security number, you're
done.
Yeah.
So we approved his application for permit to town specs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I would.
All right.
We already did that.
Did we vote on it?
No, you guys did not. I said aye. Second it.
I'll second it. All in favor, say aye. All the ayes have it. You've approved.
That's what I was waiting for.
Damn it.
I was like, no. I said it once.
Going once.
You technically second.
Going twice. Sold. We'll figure it out after about 30 years.
When does that grant for Mary Dussel Road have to be done?
Mary Dussel?
Not Mary Dussel, the bridge down here.
Oh, the engineering?
Lakeville.
Like, though, I need 31st of December.
December?
Yep.
Mitchie?
Yeah.
Mitchie. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and they've already did the survey.
Survey.
You got the bill for that.
Yep.
Right?
And we paid
so
that today.
So they should
today.
Be working on it.
Yeah.
All right. Was it Mitchie Corp?
Mitchie Corp was the bill that was in there today.
Yeah.
And then I have all the paperwork. I do need to talk to you about some stuff on. I just have questions on your from your special project chief to the invoices.
Okay.
So at some point you could stop up.
Okay. I checked my list.
Yeah. Getting heavy.
At some point.
Ratify additions and deletions. Do we have to ratify that driver?
No, not next week.
That's next time.
That's next week, yeah.
So there was no additions or deletions last meeting.
None.
Grant update discussion. We just kind of had that.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Well, the other thing I just need is your signature on the
you sign
playground.
This. Yeah,
yes.
On the playground stuff. Okay.
Yeah, so that's name, sign, date there.
Yeah, so for the record, we're going to sign the application for the grant for some playground equipment for the beach.
So that was doubled. We were paying half, they were paying half.
Yes.
Correct.
Ended up total 40.
44.
But we can try to keep it under 40
okay.
once.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is well, right now okay. the quote that I have from
happens it, to be that high.
Happens to be that high, so I just had to put it on there so that
yeah.
I could submit it okay. because we're kind of tomorrow's the deadline to submit it.
Okay.
So.
So, we're gonna sign that tonight for that application, so she can get it submitted by tomorrow. Any other grant stuff? You just asked about the date that other one's due, and I was got Mitchie Corp working on it,
yep.
so that grants.
Yep. No, we have these two are gonna be done by the 31st of September.
Yeah.
One's done. So I got. I'm just gonna.
And you got just that little bit left on that one. Well,
no,
it's
we got,
not a little bit.
Well, you got a lot.
Sorry,
got
you know what I mean.
Culvert to going up here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a fairly big
Greek
culvert.
Greek right? road, yeah.
So that's a 5-footer or 4-footer.
5.
5-footer.
We're gonna start that. Then we also got one. I want to do that one down by.
Yeah.
But the grant one up here is the priority for you, right?
That's got the deadline on it.
That's got the deadline on it. All right, so that's grant discussion. Next thing is office addition.
Do you guys have anything now?
The only thing I can tell you is concrete is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Just had a guy down, walkout basement, 26 by 34. 37,000 dollars, and it's only 3 walls
because
it's walkout, right?
What are you talking about?
Horrible.
The price with the guy Marshall is right now is 420 a yard in place.
420
a yard in place.
So should we back up and give it any thought on there, then a crawl space and try to cut down on that, and then put the fill it in, and then put the vault on there and get your vault at the top? No, I'm asking. I'm just trying to figure out where we're going to go. Unless we go to the townspeople and we say, okay, listen, this is what we believe it's going to be in here.
Yeah.
Do you want us to borrow money from the from a fund in there and go from there? I don't.
We're this late into it now, so now we can have some numbers together. I think your concrete's going to be, if you do a frost wall or a crawl space, you're going to
be
almost
damn close, same money.
The only thing is, you're going to be missing the vault at the bottom.
Yeah. But it's still going to be close to the same money. It won't be that much off. So, we just keep plugging away at it here. And maybe the economy will turn a little bit and things will go down. I just got some 3/4 inch. It's chipboard looking stuff.
Particle board, yeah.
3/4, well, big chips.
Yeah, the
band. And it says a weather guard or something like that.
Yeah,
band. It's got black sealed edges.
Yeah.
Was $130 a sheet for 3/4, which I thought was pretty impressively cheap. I'm just saying, compared to what I was paying.
I was watching the news this morning. You see that? About that meat, that woman that's got the beef from China there, raising beef. Wayue or something like that.
Yeah.
Wagyu.
$100 a pound.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I just saw her.
For a hamburger.
I just watched a guy cooking a brisket that he said he paid $2,000 for a brisket of that Wagyu beef. $2,000 for cow brisket. Probably weighed 12 or 14 pounds. No, sorry. I'll eat a coyote for 8 days. So So we're going to, other, is there any other stuff?
One, I can't remember her name right now. Kate stopped in today to drop off stuff for the beach. They own the property across from the lake.
This seems scary.
Thank you. She asked about the tree again.
Craig Nealon's.
Oh, we're going up to take that building down here. So.
The tree, remember last year they said something about the tree limb? The
tree's limb. Going into the garage or something.
You want to take the tree right down? It's nice maple.
I don't know. I'm kind of a maple fan myself, and especially that's a nice.
Yeah.
I hate to see that. There's nothing. There's no.
They don't lean towards your garage.
But there's no blight or anything on that. It looks like
a healthy tree.
It was what this big around.
We'll take a look at it when we do the walkthrough. Yeah.
It's a healthy tree. What got it? I mean.
Okay, so you guys will look at it.
We'll look at it. Yeah.
On October 14th.
It is the state tree.
It is the state's tree. It's in the state's right away.
No. Maple's a state tree.
Oh, the state tree. Fuck, you're killing me. You're killing me.
It's getting late, Debbie. All right.
I have an FYI.
Yeah. FYI is next.
Evening Sports is down a person. Nick Tetro submitted a letter of interest to rejoin. Bryce apparently is resigning, but we haven't received anything yet.
He's still there until he resigns. He's living in town. He's working in New York. So until he resigns, he's
That's
fine.
That's what I said. I emailed Hannah today and said, if until he's resigning, officially... can you ask him to send something?
How many's on there right now?
Four.
So they had five, right?
Right.
Well, he would be...
With Bryce, they have four.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to have Nick Tetro. Or do we need to advertise that?
Well, I think... I don't think you're
going to
find enough people. I can if you want. I told
him
that you
want. I'm
that.
Fine with this.
We want to make sure that we go by the rules.
Yeah.
I don't remember how we roughed that. Do you remember? Is that what we're supposed to do if they were asked?
Well.
You can do whatever you want.
You
want
to read his letter that he sent
No, we had this whole thing. We put it in a paper for a week that we have... And if nobody applies at the next meeting, we'll appoint them to the e-news.
I told them it probably.
And I'm fine to do that. I just want to make sure we read the whole through this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, we have one officially.
Yeah.
But I'll just say that e-news sports is looking for people. See if anybody.
Yeah. Helps. Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
You're up.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Opposed? Molly?